If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
Hello, I'm Keanu Reeves. So I tell the director, look, I do my own stunts. I mean, the whole industry knows I don't care about danger. All I care about is that when my character is riding on top of that exploding truck, dodging bullets while seducing the lady, is that you believe it.
Despite the backwards nature of your convictions, you're tenacious, and that bespeaks a certain something of something, so bravo!
Anyway, this is Super Dave on the All Show on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena.
Kevin and Beans.
So anyways, coming up, we got some Pennywise and some Beastie Boys, but first, these commercials.
Silly Mexicans.
That's the kind of day it's going to be, Mike. That's how the Friday is going to start?
That's how it's going to be.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's all good. It's all good.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Holler at your boy.
Roll another one.
Chicks and midgets. Bam.
Just like the other one.
That was incredibly
this
awkward.
One seems to be about to quit.
F*** that.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
O-M-F-G.
Roll.
Keep up the good work.
Just like the other one.
She even gave me a blumpkin.
This one seems to be about to end.
Because that's what champions do.
And I don't have another cent.
Quick question. Are there any pot smokers here today? Any pot smokers at all?
Like, I only think about smoking pot constantly.
Just pass it around.
You goddamn dumb stoner.
Girls love sex.
I just pass it on down.
And now,
wieners are hazardous to your health.
Our feature presentation.
That can be true. Can be true.
Hit Mike in the nuts for me, would you? Thank
done.
You. It had to be done.
Sometimes that needs to be done.
Hey, because you know you set the tone for the whole day with how the start goes. If the open falls apart, then the whole show is damp. I mean, it's like you're taking your car out of the garage and you smash it against the wall on the way out. The whole rest of the day is ruined. Isn't it? You can't come back from that.
Or let's say you bump into a car in the parking lot, you know, when you're parking. Like that. That's the kind of day that you know you're going to have, and then you go, well, that's not good.
Right, no, exactly. No one would do that here.
No, of course not.
Well, especially this time of the morning because there's like five cars in this entire huge parking lot.
Right.
So that would be bizarre.
That would be a bad start.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
who?
Me.
Who? Oh, Kevin. I'm shocked. I almost don't believe you because if it were you, you wouldn't tell.
What are you talking about?
You just keep on. You just park someplace else. You can't really and deny any knowledge.
Well, you can't really see anything. So that's why it didn't bother me. But yeah. You know, I just pulled up. I was kind of in a rush. Bonk. Oh, all right. This is far enough.
whose car did you hit?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
We don't know whose car that is.
I don't know. It was a yellow banana car. That's all I can say.
No idea who that would be.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, we are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. I have to. It's Kevin and Beans. What to do, a nephew for a Friday morning. I have to tell you about this new invention, though, that you guys are going to be I know at least Mike's going to be very excited. Maybe even Lisa will be excited about this one.
Right.
Many dogs are happy enough to be man's best friend, but those in need of more companionship can now get their own. Are you ready for it?
Robot.
Doggy sex doll.
Yeah!
What?
A doggy sex doll, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Really?
I have certainly known dogs who could probably use that.
But they can use anything.
Well true.
You don't want them to, though.
But
you don't want them to, though.
You can send them off into the other room so they don't embarrass you in front of people.
Seriously?
We may have to
speak
to
Marcos Garoto. He is the creator of the Doggy Lover Doll.
Yeah.
It is described as a female canine manufactured in soft rubber with a silicone vagina and an easy-to-clean reservoir.
Oh, come on.
I want one so bad.
This is not...
But
this is for dogs.
Look, my dogs never needed a reservoir. Nothing happened. They just
come on.
For a little bit.
Well, but your dogs are girls.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
isn't the thing, though, I mean...
That's why I don't like boy dogs. Ew.
What percentage of people have dogs that are not neutered or spayed? I mean, very
few,
right?
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Well, look, I don't know if it matters in terms of what happens when they do it, but I've known plenty of dogs who are fixed to still hump.
Dogs can be fixed and still have the desire to
they
hump,
still do
but
that.
It does matter
in
what
terms of
in the
results.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, fix your dogs, people.
This is the way to start.
I had the idea to make this doll when my Maltese started to grab everyone's legs, said Mr. Giroto. I did some research, couldn't find a product like it anywhere in the world, so I decided to make it. His dog has shown a better quality of life, he says, after being part of the product's testing. The sex dolls come in three different sizes, and there's a tube of lubricant in every sale.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
So if you really want to be the responsible, excellent pet owner, if you really want to make your dog appreciate living with you, maybe the doggy sex doll. And before people start emailing and calling, it's doggyloverdoll.com.
Wow.
We got to talk to this dude, right?
What kind of sites are you on?
I want to thank K-Rock listener Jose.
Sure.
Who emailed that to me.
Yeah, of course. It was a listener that emailed it to you.
It's always a listener. It's not Bean just trolling.
About every day now, Bean comes across something. We go, what were you searching for?
A listener told me.
Well, somebody else.
And in fact, Kevin, if you check your email, and I know you don't like to, but you'll see that Jose sent the story to you as well. So
it's not only he doesn't like to, I don't think he can.
I can sometimes.
Okay.
All right. Let's get started with your phone call, shall we? Let's change the topic. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
What it do, nephew?
All right, 1-800-520-1067 for you, my dear. A $25 Tilly's gift card from Levi's, along with a pair of tickets to see the private demo with the Levi's BMX team. That is at Etney's Skate Park this Sunday. Speaking of X Games in town this weekend, Kevin, I know you'll tell us something about it from last night, but I just found out that Psycho Mike's going to be broadcasting live from Home Depot Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
That's correct. Yeah.
And not Home Depot Center, just a Home Depot. I'm going to go.
I know,
it's
weird.
Random.
Just a random Home
weird.
Depot.
Going to be waiting alongside of the road to get picked up to do some work.
he is Mexican. So if you're going down there, definitely Mike will have to tell you on the air where he is, but definitely go on by and harass him.
All right, let's begin with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
How's your girl, by the way?
It's all right.
How to do it.
No, it's not
it.
All right.
Thank you.
Put it in the file. All right. Yes, Jesse.
Okay, so yesterday was my last day of my summer session semester at a junior college.
Right.
I've taken a Spanish class. Teacher showed us our grades on her laptop. I'm the first one up. However, her laptop is still connected to the overhead projector.
Right.
So everyone in class saw how much of a dumbass I was.
And what grade did you get?
Like a 63.
63%? Is that a D or an F?
It's going to be a D there.
One or a two. So everyone saw that.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
And, the teacher was like, oh, I'm sorry for whoever's grade that was. And everyone in the class was like, oh, that's Jesse's grade.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Hey, a D is a pass, though, right? I mean, you successfully completed the class.
I guess. I mean, that was before the final, so we'll see what happens.
You still have a chance to tank it. Okay. Any indication that she notices you, or does she treat you exactly the same way she treats all the other players?
No, I mean, she'll buy me stuff, buy me, like, Starbucks, and then, like, honestly, like, I was in a little bit of an economic situation, and she's, like, already loaned me, like, $10,000.
What?
$10,000?
Yeah. Well, that changes the complexion of the relationship a great deal.
What are you talking about? She loaned you $10,000?
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm going to school and everything, and so basically I was like, okay, like, do you know a bank they have to loan, because she's an attorney, so I might know information, and she's like, well, you know, instead of loaning from the bank, why don't I just give you the money, loan you the money.
Wow.
Wait a second.
And then you say, and I can't pay you back in cash, but I can pay you back. minutes.
What I'm thinking, but, you know, I can't really say that, you know?
Gosh,
she gave you $10,000. You can say that.
There's more to this story than Josh. I mean, he's parceling it out a little bit at a time. Clearly, there's something else going on here with you two.
Well,
Josh, we're going to need to spend some more time with you on this topic.
No, for sure. Because, dude, honestly, this worked out. It'd be so awesome.
Yes, it would.
Time, I don't want to be screwed over for life.
Okay.
I can see that.
We got to go because we have a very, very full show. But we're going to talk to you on Monday, okay?
For sure. All right, guys.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your phone number.
Hmm. 10,000. But
has she treated you the same as everyone else? Oh, no, she gave me $10,000.
No, first he said she bought me Starbucks.
Yeah, bought me Starbucks.
Burying the lead with a cup of coffee.
I mean, what can I do to pay you back? As he rubs
right.
his shoulders.
It doesn't seem that hard.
Oh,
it sounds like she's begging for it, and he's just dumb, is what it sounds like. He's not seeing the signs.
Wow.
Josh.
Wow.
But I hate to agree with Mike, but if she's married, he's got to stay away from that. That's it's not worth it.
And if he's the assistant coach on a team, she probably has a kid on the team, right? I mean, I'm just drawing
that. We'll find that out.
We'll find out. Be coaching unless she did, and that's even worse.
We need to find out some more information.
Yeah.
But here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. It's not you.
Right?
You know what I mean? It's Josh. So if things go terribly wrong,
too bad.
Oh well,
for him.
What's the downside for us?
Well, that's a good point.
So come on, consider what you're telling people. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have from the Los Angeles Galaxy, Landon Donovan in the studio.
Nice.
They got a big game tomorrow night against Barcelona. It's coming
up. He did not play in that drubbing with Mexico last week, right?
I don't believe he did, no.
Okay.
No, we got beat 5-6-0, no.
Getting some emails from our Mexican listeners wanting to smack talk Landon Donovan. I just didn't know it was worth
it.
I don't know if he played or not, but that definitely wasn't the best U.S. had to offer. There was a lot of players missing.
That wasn't our A team.
Yeah.
But it did hurt. Sal Masichello will be here talking about the X Games.
All right.
We have Seth Green on the program today talking about his Adult Swim robot chicken skating party, roller skating party that happens, I believe, tomorrow.
I think you're right.
We have the grand prize. We're going to send somebody to see the Killers in Red Rocks, Colorado.
Nice.
We're going to talk to Oscar Goodman, who is the mayor of Las Vegas,
fantastic,
about this clothing optional pool that has been closed down because of some integrity check
failure
or something. And we have a key to the city, and we're going to give it back.
Yeah, I don't like the direction our city is going in.
I don't want that. I don't want a key to that city. I don't want to have any part of it.
Wow.
And we're going to talk to Dwan. He's one of our favorite.
Sure we are. Just like yesterday.
On the planet. So that's coming up. Ralph Showbiz Beat is 106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and we want to send you to every single park that is in Southern California. All weekend long, we're hooking you up with tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain, Six Flags Hurricane Harbor, Raging Waters, Knott's Berry Farm, Knott's Soak City, San Diego Zoo, San Diego Zoo's Wild Animal Park, Wild Rivers Water Park.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that list?
Nope. So that's this weekend on the world famous K-Rock. Right now, it is 5:55.
It's Friday. Ralph does double duty on Friday. He's got the Movie Beat coming up later on. Right now, he's here for the Showbiz Beat. What's happening?
Well, happy Moby Dick Day, everyone. I just want to get that out of the way before
same to you,
Ralph. Because I'm sure everyone's celebrating Moby Dick Day. Of course, this is the day where they celebrate the classic American novel Moby Dick in Mystic Seaport, Connecticut, where they have the Moby Dickathon.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Dick?
That's when participants read all 135 chapters of the novel Moby Dick in 24 hours aboard the last wooden whaling ship in the world.
That's a terrible idea.
It's like the greatest holiday ever, doesn't it?
It's the worst.
How does Bean not attend every year? That's what I want to know.
Because it's my nickname in college.
No one dies?
Yeah, that was your nickname in college. I think it was just Dick.
Yeah.
I think you're mistaking that for Moby Dick.
I guess everybody does love Dick.
That is a weird-ass celebration right there.
Congratulations to everyone celebrating the Moby Dickathon. Gossip Girl kids, they're wacky, those Gossip Girl kids. They all got together to celebrate the birthday of one of their own, Taylor Momsen. New York Daily News says they were all there at the restaurant. Ed Westwick, Jessica Zor, Matthew Zor, Chase Crawford, and Taylor Momsen celebrating with rounds of tequila and beer to celebrate Taylor's birthday. Oh, I forgot. Taylor's 16.
Oh.
Oh.
Retract the bell. I thought she was older.
Wow, she is?
Mm.
Yeah, she's 16 years old.
Wow.
They need to
recognize maybe that's not how you celebrate a 16-year-old's birthday with rounds of tequila and, yeah, and brews.
O-M-F-G.
Perhaps that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Is lobbying for a role in the next installment of Twilight. She wants
giant
to be in the
size cans.
She wants to be in the third Twilight movie. She told MTV News that she'd do anything to be part of the franchise, even carry Robert Pattinson's luggage.
Is that code?
I guess so. She freely admits to having a major crush on Robert Pattinson, by the way. She says she can't even discuss her passion for Robert Pattinson because she'll pass out.
Oh, come on.
That's not the type of thing you say if you're an actress and you seriously are trying to get in the movie. Meanwhile, Jamie Kennedy's saying, hey, over here.
Yeah,
hey,
and engaged.
Look at me. Look at me. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds a little sad.
Hmm.
A little stocky. A little stocky.
And Bean knows stocky.
That's true. He does. Kate Beckinsale had a big party the other day for her birthday. Apparently, she blew out 36 candles. And she turned 36.
How about that?
Hey, now.
She was partying with her two best friends, which I didn't know this was a triumvirate of sex, but Eva Longoria Parker and Victoria Beckham are her two best friends here in Los Angeles.
No kidding.
And the three of them were just partying together.
Would like to have seen that party.
Well, that's a nice little trio.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice little triumvirate. Apparently, they got close when Victoria moved to the States from England a couple years ago with that husband of hers who plays for Spain, doesn't he?
That would be the Los Angeles Galaxy.
Oh, yeah. This week.
This week.
So they're both, ex-Brits living here in the States. So they got close, and Eva Parker, I don't know, showed up with a bundt cake one day, and now they're all pals. Jessica Simpson caused the demise of her own relationship with Tony Romo, if you
giant
believe the rumors.
Giant-sized cans.
Oh, well, no kidding.
Us Weekly Magazine says it was the singer's constant nagging that got to Tony Romo. Can you imagine dating her?
Nope.
Reportedly, she was constantly asking when he was going to pop the question. That question would be, would you shut the F up?
Yeah.
Wow, she's a pain.
And she had constant insecurity about her weight and looks and kept asking Tony over and over again, do I look fat? Am I pretty? Do I look fat? Am I pretty? Do I look fat? Am I pretty?
What are you supposed to do as a guy when she says, do I look fat? And she does.
No. You're supposed to say no.
I'd say,
if you want to stay with her.
Take off one of those seven belts you're wearing on your mom jeans. That's what I would tell her before she got out on stage. Take off that WWE championship belt you have on. Makes your midsection look a little thick. That's what I
That's real talk right there, man.
That is
real talk. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? BJ Novak from The Office celebrates his 30th birthday today. Coldplay drummer Will Champion.
Yeah.
Is 31. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, turns 44 years old today. If she started spending $1 million a day now at 44, by the time she got to 100, she'd have $400 million left.
Oh.
I just did the math.
And it would be like taking 30,000 cars off the road. I don't know why that has
Or hitting one car in the parking lot.
Maybe.
If you're a K-Rock.
Sure.
Ralph, you're with me that you were shocked that Kevin admitted that, right? No. Not really.
Not me neither.
I think if he had done any real damage, then he probably wouldn't have admitted it.
I think Kevin, he would just run away without saying anything if he hit it like at the grocery store. But here where
what's wrong with you people? I wouldn't do that.
We've met you.
Here where there's a possibility where he knows the person that owns the car, he fesses up.
Well, probably because he thinks it's funnier, too. If he hits some car and he knows somebody and he works with them, he thinks that's funny.
It is funny and it was clear.
It was, so, yeah. She went running out of the building to go look at her car. Giant boobs a-bouncing.
I'll make it up to her in a different way.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yuck.
Yeah.
Musician Fatboy
give you her car than have that up.
Musician Fatboy Slim is 46. And Dean Cain from Lois and Clark, of course, played Superman and Clark Kent on that popular TV series a few years back. He is 43 years old today, and the home run he hit off of Kevin in the celebrity baseball game is still traveling.
Still in the air.
Yeah.
I've never seen a hit like that in my life.
He crushed the ball so hard that other balls winced in pain.
That's correct.
That's how hard he hit that ball. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. We got an email. Got a listener that we have to take care of.
Oh, not the sad music?
I'm afraid so. Antonio writes in, hello. I sent an email back in April talking about how much I need to listen to your show because I need the laughter.
Oh.
Especially at that time since my car had been broken into. Well, it happened again.
Oh.
Only this time. Someone broke into my car on my birthday today. Kevin and Bean, I so feel like the whole world is against me. I really need the laughter now.
I hope I'm able to catch all of your funny radio bits because it so feels like it's impossible for me to laugh right now. Your listener, Antonio.
Antonio. Dude.
I'm going to cry.
Saddy, what's the problem, buddy?
Oh, just, you know, when things go against you and you can't control certain things like break-ins, then it just makes you feel real down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still sound down.
Now, when was the last time your car was broken into?
That was Monday night, Tuesday morning.
Wow.
And your birthday was Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
What'd they get, if anything?
Well, I try to keep it as empty as possible since the first break-in, but I forgot I left a case of CDs, and that was pretty much what they took.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst.
It's not the worst. You could have left his wallet in there or something.
Well, no, sure. But I'm saying that's a lot of money. That adds up fast when you lose a whole bunch of them at one time, and it's a super hassle. So, wow.
Well, the first time was the worst time. The first time they took my my guitar, that was like, you know, my guitar was like my girlfriend.
Wow.
I hear that. No, people.
Yeah. You should try a girlfriend, though, because then you'd realize your guitar is not like a girlfriend.
Why would he do that? Someone will just steal her.
Yeah, someone will steal my girlfriend.
I'm just saying maybe you should try it.
You're forgetting, Kevin, that the whole world is against Saddy.
That's right.
It's not his fault.
All right, listen, we're going to take calls if you have maybe a joke that has really slain you in the last little while or whatever, something that might cheer up Saddy.
A short, funny story?
Yes. Short, funny story, but not a long. We don't need a lot of detail.
No.
So you can call it 1-800-520-1067 as we continue to try and keep Antonio alive.
Yeah, I think that's the goal, is we have listeners out there who are in a better place than Eeyore is here, and they have some joy in their heart, and they can spread a little around, kind of share it with Antonio, get him to perk up and feel better. If they've got a joke that just makes them smile or laugh every single time they think about it, that's the type of thing Antonio needs right now at this difficult time to carry around with him.
Eeyore, what kind of CDs did you have? Which bands?
I had Pearl Jam and Velvet Revolver and some of The Cure and a few Springsteen. I am a Springsteen fan.
Okay. All right.
Great.
And I can't remember.
Was there anything in there that was super embarrassing that, you know, that the robber left behind? You know, like a Clay Aiken CD or something like that? He just...
No thanks. Said,
nope, not taking that one.
Get something better next time.
I think the closest would probably be... there was a CD in one compartment that was like a soundtrack to, I think, the Batman movie. I think that
that's not bad.
No, that's awesome music.
But it's awesome music, but it's also kind of down. I mean, you know, this guy's really having some trouble.
Yeah. Antonio, you shouldn't be listening to the Batman soundtrack anyway at this point in your life. You honestly need like Black Eyed Peas in your life right now. That's what you need.
I've got a feeling that tonight's going to be good.
That one? Exactly.
What was kind of weird was that for the rest of the day, it seemed like whenever I turned on the radio, then it seemed like I would hear a song that would start singing about everything's going to be all right. And I'm like, no.
That's no, it's not. Hey, Saddy, what's going on in the rest of your life with, job and things like that? I mean, family, is that stuff going okay, or are you failing everywhere?
Well, I do have a job, but that's kind of what the best I can say about it. The civil service job, where pretty much every day I expect to get chewed out by anybody who comes into my face.
I think they're making the right call. To be honest, I think you're probably a terrible employee.
How dare you?
No, but I'm saying the guy's always bummed out.
Yeah, he's not making the place fun to be around, I'll tell you
not
that.
Not like he's helping. This guy's a bummer. Man.
Well, the good news is, one time they're not going to come in to chew you out because they're going to come in to fire you. They'll probably be real. They'll be super nice to you that day anyway.
And then you'll go out to drive home and your car will be gone. All right,
probably will happen.
Let's take a call or two. We got Brandon on the line. Hi, Brandon.
Hi there.
Help Saddy. What's going on here?
Go to a website called fmylife.com, the letter F, mylife.com.
Right.
You read any of those blogs that are up there, any of them, any of the people have it infinitely worse than this guy does.
Yeah, they describe what's wrong with their life and how bad it is and why. So you read that and then you go, well, my life isn't all that bad.
He would, but they stole his computer.
They'd steal your computer, Sadie?
Well, that's one another thing. I don't. I actually don't have a computer. If I want to use a computer, I have to go to the library and use a computer.
Oh, the library!
I'm now sad.
I'm getting happier by the minute. Man, your life blows.
I have heard of that website, and
it's probably blocked at the library.
It probably is.
Yeah,
you're right.
All right, let's squeeze in a joke. We have Enrique on the phone. Hi, Enrique.
Hey, what's happening?
Help Sadie.
I got a joke. What do fat chicks and bricks have in common?
What do fat chicks and bricks have in common?
Yeah, Mexicans love to lay them.
That's pretty good.
See? Come on, Antonio. That's funny, right?
Well, it's not my kind of humor.
What is your kind of humor? What are you looking for?
There's no kind of humor.
I don't know. Yeah, I think Kat's right. I think at this point...
Kat is right.
No okay, now you're funny.
Yeah. All right, listen, we need to take a break, but we have people calling in. Do you think...
What kind of humor are you looking for, Antonio? What would cheer you up that our listeners could do for you?
Actually, I don't want to sound mean or anything, but I think what usually makes me... feel better, makes me realize I am in a better place, or when people can tell me things that are infinitely worse, like the other person said.
I see.
Okay, so they can top your
You want people
yeah.
to call in with a worse life than you.
Just to help me realize how much worse things can be.
Yeah.
Okay, just put it in perspective. In other words, yeah, it sucks that your car got broken into, but at least you don't fill in the blank. I gotcha. All right. So we're clear on the line of jokes. Now we're going to make everybody sad because now we want really sad stories to make Antonio feel better.
Antonio, can you promise us that you'll make it through the stop set if we put you on hold?
Yeah.
Okay, don't go away, Sadie. We'll be right back.
We have Kevin Amin listener Antonio on the phone right now, if he survived, if he stayed alive while we had him on hold. Let's see if Antonio is still with us. Antonio?
Hello, I'm still here.
All right, there's our friend Eeyore.
He still here.
Emailed us because he feels the whole world is against him. He's had a couple of bad, car break-ins, and he just can't get things going in his life. Clearly, he can't get a woman. He's got a job that he hates.
You know why?
So.
He's a loser.
So our plan was to cheer him up. We had our listeners helping him out, and then we find out that that's not going to work for Antonio because he's too far gone for that. He's too far down the sad path for that.
We had a guy tell a funny joke, and he's like, that's not my sense of humor.
All right, so instead you want to hear from people who have it worse than you do, Antonio, because you're an evil, sadistic bastard. Somehow that will cheer you up, right?
Them to tell me. I mean, it's not like I want them to have it worse than me, but maybe something that happened to them that was, you know, makes me feel like I shouldn't feel so bad about this.
Okay, so you're trying to get some perspective out of this conversation.
Right.
I understand. All right, let's talk to Sandy. She's on line three. I think this may be just what the doctor ordered. Hi, Sandy. Thanks for holding on. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. My story is going to put it to shame and it'll feel stupid.
All right, good.
Okay. Good.
We had a small business. My husband and I had a small business, which we lost.
Ooh.
Which in turn we lost our home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man! I had to move in with my parents.
Right.
Just found out my husband's cheating on me.
Oh no, Sandy!
Had to file bankruptcy because of the whole business thing.
Wow, you're bringing me down.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
Yeah,
Sandy. We're sorry.
All right.
Does Antonio feel better now?
Hey, Sadie, yeah. How about a couple of break-ins to your car? You lost a CD.
Yeah, that's...
She just hung up.
Yeah. Did you just hang up, Sandy?
No, not at all.
All right, I thought I heard you. All right.
Antonio, now seriously, you're complaining about nothing. You're a whiny little bitch, right, compared to Sandy, who really has something to complain about, right?
I'm also unemployed.
Yeah. Unemployed? Okay, good.
Yeah. It just keeps piling on, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Sandy. Wow.
I'm going to take my life if we have to keep talking to you, though. So, thank you for the call, and we'd like to move on.
Have a good weekend. All right, we're not going to top Sandy. Should we bring in the heavy in the heavy guns for Antonio?
We're not going to top Sandy. Are you kidding?
We're not.
Sam?
She lost her job. She's bankrupt. She lost her husband, her house, her everything.
We have a listener, Antonio, on the line, and he's had his car broken into a couple times. He's looking for something to cheer him up, so it's time. Bean's right. It's time to bring in the heavy hitter. Sam?
Okay.
Hey, good morning.
The Armenian comedian is on the line. Lucky you, Antonio. Sam, have you been listening at all?
Yeah, I've been listening. Okay. It is so sad. I feel very sorry for those people that they lose their job and
right.
they lose their...
Sandy, yes. Sadie Antonio is just a little bitch.
Well, I want to invite all the people for the Ding Dong Show Monday night.
Okay, that doesn't really help, Sam. We don't need an invitation for next Monday night. We're looking for something that'll cheer up Antonio now.
Now.
Yeah, so.
See, here's the thing. Here's why we thought of you, Sam, is that you are, you know, especially as Mr. Clown, I mean, that's your job, is to bring joy into the world instantly. Every time you enter a room, you've got people there who need a lift. They need a laugh. You're the guy they call to come in and cheer them up. What first do you got for all, Antonio?
First of all, light up a joint or bungalow, whatever, to make you happy, because inside you are all nervous and all that. So you got to get rid of with the highness.
All right. Sadie, you got some weed?
No.
No weed. All right, he doesn't have that, Sam. Now
yeah,
what?
You gotta have weed, otherwise...
Right, but that doesn't
don't
help.
Don't smoke cigarettes, it makes me worse, tell you what.
So don't smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
You have to have weed. Okay, he doesn't have weed, though.
Now, Sam,
you can't... How many times have we had you on the air, Sam?
Okay, screw, how's that?
It's not any better, Sam, you have to...
It's a little better, but you can't say that on the radio, Sam. And clearly, Antonio can't get a woman. He was having sex with a guitar until April.
Right.
Also, I really appreciate you guys, whatever you've done to me. It looks so good on my websites. Oh, unbelievable.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, he's talking about the Born High video for download.
Hey, Antonio, by the way, that would be a good thing. Go to the website and watch the Born High video.
Yeah,
because you'll see Sam the Armenian Comedian, you'll go, wow, I rule compared to this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sam,
we're running out of time now, though, so do you have an instant hit of positive energy right now?
You want me to tell you a political joke?
Yes.
Those are the best.
Very much so.
But, Sam, see if you can avoid using the F word.
Okay.
New rule, we can't do that anymore.
You know, Obama, yesterday, he drank beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So he was all over the world. So he happens to be in Egypt. So he wanted to hear what the people are talking for the new president.
Right.
So he
very nervous.
I am too.
So he went to the belly dance club and then ordered a hookah, uh-huh. You know, Nargela.
Sure.
And he put himself good tobacco and mixed it up. With
all right.
The
we were looking for more of a joke than
a
long form story.
He was listening to his Arabs talking. You know, one says, "Oh, my oil business going down. No more automobile industry company."
Uh-huh.
The second one says, "Oh, yeah, my company going down. I'm laying off a lot of employees." The third one says, "How about me? I ain't getting no boner." And Obama listens and says, "Hey, I'm still trying to clean Bush's ass."
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Now I'm depressed.
Antonio?
Yeah?
That cheers you right up, doesn't it?
That guy pretends to be a comedian. What do you about that?
Hey, at least you're not Sam, right, Antonio?
Right. How are you, Lisa? How are you, Kevin? How are you, Bean? How are you, Antonio, right now, hey?
We were good.
We were good.
We were good with Antonio, and we were good with the woman that called in and had her life falling apart. But now...
Yep. Now I'm bummed out.
Hey,
all right, Antonio. Good luck to you, my friend. Thank you, Sam.
Kevin and Bean, before I go, please, I would like to have my own breakfast. One-man show.
You
I'm
have your own breakfast, and let us know what you have. All right, we got to go.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
We've got to take care of some business. A little controversy about a little he said, she said about what's going on in the parking lot this morning.
Look, it was just a little bump.
Whatever. My bumper is on the floor, Kevin.
Yeah, you
lying
have a
by
big
my car.
Vehicle. And she is a little vehicle, so when you have a little bump.
I was a little late this morning, and I pulled into the parking lot, and Miss Cleo's car was way, way out of her spot. Like, it was way too forward, right? So I turned to park pretty quickly, and I didn't slow down very, very much until the very end when I hit her car. That's when I slowed down, when I bumped
her car. Okay, let me make sure I understand this. And by the way, first of all, nothing on Miss Cleo is little bumps, okay? First
okay.
Second of all, so you're talking about parking spaces that are facing each other. One leads into the other, right? Okay, and her car was over the line into what is then your space.
Well over.
No!
Well,
maybe.
Then clearly, maybe she...
maybe
she
14,
owes you money.
Maybe 14 feet.
What I'm saying is I'm suing Kevin for everything he's got because I can already tell just by looking at it. My axle's off. My alignment, way messed up. My car, like,
it's
leans to the left
bad.
Now.
I mean, I didn't really.
Bumper on the floor.
I didn't really. I mean, I hit it, but.
Personally, I'd go out and break a few windows.
Hey, what's going on with you?
I think we can get this car totaled.
Lisa, what's going on?
That's not the goal here, Lisa.
You told her to break her own windows?
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were talking out loud. Well, first I thought you were talking about breaking my windows, and then it occurred to me you were saying she should break hers to make it worse.
Windows are broken now.
This is just another case.
All the tires are flat.
This is just like Mel Gibson in the Paparazzo this week. It's like, oh, you look at Kevin, he's just a big dollar sign in your eyes, sure. And you feel like thank God he's the guy that bumped my car and not Psycho Mike, because at least I can go for some money, right?
It's all in the master plan.
Here's how I look at it. I look at it like, sure, I bumped your car when I parked this morning. Bump may be a strong word. Touched.
Destroyed. Demolished.
Kissed.
Totaled.
Kissed.
But then you also, you owe me because... We had a bed, and you welched on it. So no. You were supposed to do jumping jacks for 50 seconds, look, and you did it for two?
A listener gave
is
you your
correct?
50 seconds worth
yeah,
of video.
Yeah, he looped it, but that wasn't you paying.
But you got your end result.
So the way I see it is one bump of your car per second that you owe me.
That is so not
so
even equal.
I have 47 more bumps.
That does not match up.
One has nothing to do with the other.
It does. She owes me, and I'm gonna get it one way or the other.
Well, so am I then. It's on, Kevin.
It's on. You better stay out of my parking space. That's all I'm saying.
You better watch your checkbook.
Because I got 47 more freebies.
That's all I'm saying.
I think we need a lawyer.
I think so, too.
By the way, I think it's extremely equitable. And Lisa, you're crazy if you say that one doesn't have anything to do with the other. I mean, it's like Miss Cleo owes Kevin, you know, money, and he took some money, but he didn't take it all.
No, correct? I don't owe him money. Still, I owe him
but she still owes him money.
20 seconds worth of jumping jacks.
I'm sorry, was it 20?
20 seconds.
No, it was 50.
You owe him 48 seconds worth of jumping jacks in a bikini top. That's what you owe him.
Okay, 48. Well, if that's going to get my car fixed, I will give that to Kevin. But my totaled car out in the parking lot? How's
okay.
That gonna get
she's going to need a new car.
That's fine. We'll fix your car.
No, she'll need a new
I'm
one.
I'm talking to
she's
BMW.
She's not getting a new one. Are you high?
That's what I'm saying. But, that might make it equal.
But the problem is that you don't just owe me the 48 seconds. You owe the listeners the 48 seconds.
No.
Yes. What do you mean,
yes.
No?
That was the deal is we were filming it for the website.
Look, she's
we
being very generous.
She's not.
A lawyer for
thank
a moment.
You, Lisa.
I don't need your help at all.
In a court of law.
She owes 48 seconds of jumping
jacks.
Anyone,
anything is Kevin, you owe her to fix her car.
A new
How
car.
Do you figure?
A new BMW.
Legally speaking.
A new BMW.
She signed a contract to
no,
do her
she did not.
I'll bring
do
it
you want me to call my insurance company right now? I can do that. Technically, it's a hit and run if Kevin doesn't do anything. If he leaves today, it's a hit and run.
You don't think we have one male listener who's an attorney that can muster something up regarding our jumping jacks?
Good question. Did you leave a note on that car?
Yeah.
No, I came in and told her.
Not the same thing.
I came in and said I hit someone's car.
You hit and then you went off
someone's car. And then you just walked away. And you're denying it. You're saying nothing happened to my car.
Well, nothing really happened to your car. I mean, there was no damage.
Done and
done. I just bumped it. I mean, there was no damage.
I think she has a point.
I'm saying
she owes me 48 seconds, and until that happens, whatever happens, happens.
My bumper is on the other side of the parking lot.
I'm going to get it one way or the other.
With smashed in windows.
I'm saying one way or the other.
And my tires are flat.
You're going to pay.
Done.
Your tires are not flat.
All four.
Nothing on you is flat. Yeah. Congratulations to Kevin and Me listener Don Heckman, just qualified for The Killers in Colorado. That's a show at Red Rocks that we're going to send one of our Kevin and Me listeners to. Grand prize drawing next half hour. It is Friday. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, dude?
Well, you may have heard this week Jude Law getting ahead of the gossip curve by announcing himself that he is the father of a baby that he apparently had a dalliance with a young lady and she got pregnant and he's the daddy.
Is there no way to stop that from happening?
No.
Science
has not yet come up with a way to stop pregnancy from happening.
Seems like they should have figured that out by now.
If we only had some sort of way to control how many births we had in the world. But unfortunately, this fictional birth control apparatus does not exist.
Well, that's
so,
a shame.
It plagues scientists for generations.
Somebody should come up with that because I imagine everyone that wanted, you know, would use it. That's my guess.
You'd think the people who didn't want to have unplanned pregnancies would use this birth control, let's call it.
Of the future.
Of the future to try to prevent that from happening. And then the only babies we would have in the world are the wanted babies.
The planned babies. Yeah. Now, how many does Jude Law have now?
This will be his fourth.
Oh, really?
He has three children with his ex-wife, Sadie Frost. And then, of course, he ran away with the nanny. And then, of course, he had a famous relationship with Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
Right.
And now we know the mom-to-be is an actress-slash-model, or as we used to call them, Maws back in the day, model, actress, whatever, named Samantha Burke. Samantha and by the way, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not together
God,
anymore?
God, I'd love to be him.
No, I think they were together for about 8 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Just long enough to put some seed, plant some seed.
Yeah, I think we understand.
Just, you know, because a woman's like a garden, Kevin.
Right, we understand.
When a man and a woman love
we
each
understand.
Other, they lay down together.
We understand.
Bed,
we get that.
And they take their clothes off.
Got it. Okay. Know how that works.
Girls love sex. All right.
Wow, look at her.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Wow.
And she's pregnant, expecting her due date is October the 6th, according to her online registry at Babies R Us.
She's too hot to be pregnant, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's a waste right there. She says she's expecting a girl, and we'll name it Sophia.
Mm, oh, that's nice.
That's sweet. Apparently, Jude is being cooperative, according to her attorney, and has been nothing but responsive and plans to try to be there for the baby as much as he can, and cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah, exactly.
The relationship between Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush is over.
Right, they broke up.
Because they claimed they had their schedules were so crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he was busy getting ready for the football season. She was busy doing...
With all that.
Tanning. Right?
Yeah.
Now there may be another reason.
Uh-oh.
It has come to light that reportedly, allegedly, don't sue me.
Okay.
Reggie Bush discovered some racy text messages on Kim's phone from Kanye West.
There is no substitute for Bush.
Yeah. Reggie saw the text messages on Kim's phone from Kanye West and flipped out on her, a source tells Fox News. The text referenced the night they hung out, how much fun Kanye had, how hot Kim was, and other racy things that got Reggie's imagination running. Apparently they had a big blowout, jealousy issues were raised, and they realized their relationship was not salvageable after that. So Kanye West.
Hmm.
Putting his shade glasses in where they don't belong. Congratulations, Anaheim. It's just been announced. Next year, Anaheim's going to have the first Anaheim Comic Convention.
Yay!
Really?
They just announced it. Wizard World Conventions will do the Anaheim Comic Con in April of 2010. First time Anaheim's ever had its own comic book convention. So a lot of fans sent me that email, and they're very excited about it. So.
Kids, if we've learned anything today, it's that your parents are right. Comic books really will rot your mind.
That's right. Should be a good time in Anaheim.
Sure.
Wonder where they're going to have it.
Hmm.
I wonder if the San Diego thing has gotten so big that a lot of other cities realize that there's big money in it.
Oh, that's been happening for years. I mean, there's always a New York one, and L.A. has one here, and Philadelphia has one, Chicago has one. But Anaheim's never had their own, so now they do. Good times. Today's celebrity birthdays, BJ Novak from The Office is 30 years old today. Coldplay drummer Will Champion is 31. Dean Cain from Lois and Clark and from Spankin' Kevin's Curveball is 43 years old today. J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, is 44. And Fatboy Slim. That's just a contradiction right there.
It is, yeah.
Fatboy Slim.
Doesn't make
sense.
Doesn't make any sense. How can you be fat, boy, and slim? You can't.
He's a boy and he's slim, but he's not fat.
Yeah.
He's poorly named.
He is 46 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I don't know that anyone... It's Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, Friday morning. I don't know that anyone has ever returned an honorary key to the city before. I mean, usually that's the type of thing that, you know, it's ceremonial and you just kind of accept it and roll with it. But when we have the mayor of Las Vegas on later this hour, we're going to have to seriously consider that if what we hear is true about what's going on in Sin City.
Got to have to return the key.
I think we may have to. I mean, it was a real honor, and we appreciated it at the time. It was a lot of fun. But if Las Vegas is turning into what we hear, which is, you know, the police are starting to crack down on, you know, naked orgies with drugs in public, then that's not – I don't want to be associated with the kind of town that doesn't let that fly. I mean, that's what's great about Las Vegas, right?
So there's two things about the key. One is it's absurd that they would have ever given it to us in the first place.
Well, that is right. True.
Two is –
But they did.
It doesn't do anything for us.
We went around. It didn't fit anything.
Didn't fit any locks.
No.
And yesterday when we got angry about this this story, we had to look for it, and we found it eventually. And it's in its nice little box, and we're going to hand it back. We're going to say we don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Yeah.
Well, look, I have a lot of respect for Mayor Goodman. We've enjoyed, had a good relationship with the mayor of Las Vegas for a long time, and I hope we're able to work something out. I hope he will, you know, he'll assuage our fears that that's not the direction the city is going. But anyway, that's later on this half hour. What about our friend Seth Green from the Robot Chicken, back on the phone and back on the Kevin and Bean Show? How about that?
Seth.
Hi, guys.
How's the tour bus going? Is this stop one, or have you already been doing it?
This is the first official stop. This Saturday is the Los Angeles kickoff party.
All right.
We had a preview party in San Diego without the band, just to kind of road test the concept and make sure that it was going to work. And we got a great response. A ton of people showed up. We tested out the DVD early entry. It worked really well. We had a couple hundred people come in before 8 o'clock, and then
Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay. That sounds good.
Let's remind people what we're talking about who didn't hear Seth on last week. Robot Chicken, the Star Wars Volume 2 DVD is out. By the way, Kevin and I both went out and bought our copies. It's awesome. Seth,
thanks,
congratulations.
Man.
And you have a coupon with inside the DVD that you can use for entry. But it's not as simple as that. You don't just show up and walk in with the paper, right? You register something?
Well, sort of. I mean, let me explain. We're throwing cross-country roller skating concert parties with the band Gym Class Heroes. It's a free party. The tour starts this Saturday in Los Angeles. It finishes in New York on the 13th. And anybody can go to these parties. It's first come, first serve. All the information is on the website, adultswimpresents.com. But inside the Star Wars DVD is an early entry voucher that gets you in an hour early ahead of the general entry.
Sounds like a certain Seth Green has been up late last night.
It certainly does.
Not even up late. It's just like for the last 2-3 weeks, I have been putting this thing together.
You.
So I've been traveling all over, and then I flew to Orlando to fight on the WWE 2 weeks ago.
Right, which was awesome.
Have not stopped since then. Spent 5 days in Comic-Con, had a couple of panels, and then we hosted our party. And then I jumped back into work where we're still making, putting together the Robot Chicken Season 4 DVD and Titan Maximum. So I'm just tired.
If you guys haven't, if you guys haven't seen Seth Green in the WWE, go to YouTube and search for it. It is one of the funniest things I've ever seen when he's up on the ropes and he's doing some moves, and then he jumps out of the ring, and at one point he's running around the ring in circles, and guys that are 75 times as big as him are chasing him. It's very funny.
It was pretty awesome.
It is like watching a giant cat try to catch a mouse is what it looks like.
I got some punches in it.
Hey, so Gym Class Heroes is going to play tomorrow night, and then what do you and Brecken and the rest of the Robot Chicken team do? How do you spend the evening?
We spent the evening last time roller skating, although I think I took pictures and shook hands with every single person that came to our party on Saturday. So,
do you and Brecken get out there
when
there's a My Heart Will Go On with Celine Dion? Do you and Brecken get out there and hold hands and do a slow dance?
I'm really hopeful. Brecken has denied me several
times. Oh, that guy is so tight.
That's not what I meant.
I mean, with his affection.
Why do you think Seth's trying to get him to go with him? Come on. That's awesome.
This has gone south quickly.
Robot Chicken Skate Party Bus Tour, and it is going to be kicking off in Northridge at Skateland tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Man, it sounds like it's going to be fun. If I was the type of person, Seth, who went out of my house and did stuff with people, this is exactly the event I would want to come to.
Well, see, I know how difficult it is to coax people out of their houses in this environment, so I thought we could offer them something free and fun, and that would do it.
Right. It just doesn't cost you anything, and if you get the DVD, you can get in an hour early, so that way you can dance with Seth by yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
there's a bunch of video online. I shot a video and posted it to YouTube of the skate party in San Diego where Boba Fett is on skates.
Yes.
And it's a little dark, but if you watch through to the end of the video, you see a dance circle of biker scouts surrounding a slave Leia.
All
I can tell you is that actually happened.
Only at Comic-Con. What do we search for on YouTube?
Look up Robot Chicken Skate Party.
Okay. Fantastic.
This is the world that Seth Green lives in, by the way.
I know.
Stuff like that happens on a regular basis.
And he does it bad an eye.
I've got a camera to capture it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. All right. Great stuff. Have a fantastic time out there tomorrow, Seth. Try to get some sleep, dude. And we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
I probably won't sleep for the next couple of weeks, but Psycho Mike is going to come meet us out there. So
I believe he is, yes. That's correct. He's going to be there. He's going to bring a camera.
Cool.
And, you know, he'll do what he does. All right, Seth, you're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
you're
you, man. Talk to you soon.
And now, a moment with Bean.
And we've all seen these kinds of stories. You've got the candles and the incest.
The incest would be a totally different kind of story.
Yeah, be careful with that.
I don't think she has the incest.
That was a moment with Bean.
I think he meant incense, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I did.
I hope.
Yeah. I don't think even in Florida that they would allow an incest store. I think that would even be a stretch right there. All right. It's the Kevin Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock mayor Oscar Goodman from the great city of Las Vegas joins us in about 15 minutes. Landon Donovan in the 8 o'clock hour, by the way, from your Los Angeles Galaxy. Kevin, I know you must be very excited about that.
I am. I love them.
It's going to be cool. He's coming up. Of course, Ralph's got the movie beat later this half hour. And for folks who enjoy the Kevin Bean Cinco de la Tarde, don't miss Adam Carolla this afternoon with us starting at 5.
Hello?
Karen?
Yes?
Lemus?
Lemus, yes.
Lemus? It's Kevin and Bean. We're calling from K-Rock. How are you?
Are you serious?
Yep.
You're serious right now.
We are serious right now.
Serious as a heart attack.
I missed your call a few minutes ago, right?
You missed our call.
It's possible they may have been checking to make sure the number was going to go through, but yeah, that might have been us. Are you still in bed?
Yes, I am.
What are you wearing?
Pajamas.
Wait a minute. Who calls them pajamas?
Well, you don't know what she does in those jammas.
Oh, Lisa.
Well, she calls it a pajama.
Well,
have you ever heard it just said that way?
No, I haven't.
Pajamas.
Okay. Are you wearing just the jama bottoms and then like a little tank top on top, or what do you got going?
No, it's like a dress.
It's a footie. You have a footie.
what do you look like?
I'm out after pajamas. I don't know what you guys are still.
All right, well, let's get it out of the gutter.
A little dress thing.
There you go, boys.
It sounds very comfortable. All right, let's move on to the business at hand. Do you remember winning those tickets to go see the Killers at the UCI Bryn Event Center?
Yes, I do.
Well, you still got those tickets. You're still going to go that show September 15th. For the rest of us, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10.
Hey, I'm going to Colorado, too.
And you're going to Colorado, too.
Yes, indeed.
Score. I have never been to Red Rocks. I've seen, you know, videos of shows there and stuff, but I've never been to this venue. It's supposed to be one of the best venues in the United States.
Awesome.
And you get to see the Killers there. So
that is so cool.
Congratulations. That's going to be a fun time. Make sure and call us back and let us know how that goes.
Awesome, I will definitely do that.
You get airfare, round trip for two, you get hotel, you get show tickets, and a whole $106.7 in spending cash.
Woohoo! Apparently, it is it's a beautiful natural amphitheater that a lot of artists have recorded live albums there. U2, of course, recorded there. Dave Matthews Band put out a live album from there. And one of the reasons the acoustics are so good, and it's very comfortable and very beautiful. And, of course, I don't know if you've ever seen the Killers or not before, but they put on a fantastic show. So you're a very lucky young lady.
Yes,
awesome. You are.
Awesome. I don't even know what to say.
That's all right.
That's good enough.
That's good enough. Don't call them pajamas, and we'll have somebody call you back with the details.
Great. Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Be nice to Lisa.
Oh, can't hear you. You're breaking up. Sorry.
Did you say be nice to Lisa?
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow, you are breaking up.
Oh, no. I heard it clear.
Kevin, I know you have often said on this show, and I've heard you say off the air, that you don't like any politicians.
Well, not really, no.
With one exception, I'm going to suggest to you the great mayor of Las Vegas, Nevada, Oscar Goodman, who joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show right now.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you?
We are good.
Hey, Mr. Mayor, how you been, buddy?
Well, I've been terrific. It's been a long time. You guys should drive up right now. We're going to have a birthday party for me tonight on Fremont Street. It's going to be as cool as it gets.
So we should drive up right now?
Absolutely. It's an early start.
Can we finish our show or just leave?
No. You don't have to finish your show.
All right. Okay.
Are you? Is today your birthday, sir? Are you 70 today?
No, it was actually last Sunday, but we're having a citywide celebration. We're going to have a real bash down here. And my office won't really fill me in on the details, but I'm told that it's going to be the biggest party and the greatest set of entertainment ever in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, they're very excited about
That's saying something, considering in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Hey,
right.
Hey, are you still loving the job, Mayor Goodman?
I love every single second. I really do. You know,
one loves every single second of anything.
I do, because they treat me like a rock star around here. I'm like a king, and it's the greatest. There's no better place.
But you have to be running into the same problems that, you know, Mayor Villaraigosa is in Los Angeles and other cities around the country, where the money's not coming in like it should, and you got to worry about taxes. And
I know, but I don't worry about anything.
Good. You're a good mayor then.
I do the best I can, and so far we're ahead of the game. And that we'll keep on doing that, and that's the way I look at things. My glass is always half full. I don't complain about anything. As long as we're healthy, we got to be happy.
All right. Do you mind if we complain for just one second?
Oh, you have nothing to complain about, you two guys. Come on.
Now, I'm saying, here's the thing. The Rio Hotel and Casino.
Yes.
I was there for the World Series of Poker.
Did you have a great time?
I had a great time.
How come you didn't call me to have a drink?
I didn't think you would take my call.
Oh, come on, stop that.
I didn't, honestly. I
take your call after 5 before I would be before 8.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's right.
So basically, there were a bunch of booths set up, and one of them was for the Sapphire Pool. Yes. And there were women in bikinis handing out little pieces of paper that were telling you about it. And I thought, hey, that would be awesome, because it's a topless pool.
And this has been growing in your city for some time, these European-style pools, right, Mayor?
Well, that's what I understand. You know, I have a certain amount of immunity from my wife as far as my showgirls are concerned.
Sure.
There is the off-limits. Certain areas are off-limits to me. So I have not frequented one of these pools, although I understand they're very successful.
Now, we heard a story yesterday about a, quote, integrity check. And
I'm not sure what that means.
We are neither. But it does seem the end of the story that was written says, wonder what other aspects of casino life would benefit from a, quote, integrity check. Even for Vegas, that phrase should get some euphemism award.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very interesting phrase. I'll tell you this. The one thing that we do have unquestioned integrity about is the legitimacy of our gaming here.
Right, of course. That's...
And that is sacrosanct. You know, that's the one area that we have never, and I've lived here since 1964, and been involved with the system for many, many years. And the one thing that I marvel at is that the regulation of gaming is set to such an extent that you can count on getting an honest shake. And it gets no better than that.
I hear you.
Yeah, well, that's not in question here this morning. But what it seems like happened is this Sapphire Pool at the Rio, Mr. Mayor, has been – they've discontinued the program. They had the police come out, and I guess they busted a bunch of people for stuff. And I don't know. We're just concerned that there's some sort of a crackdown on topless women in Las Vegas.
Oh, I mean, that's our concern.
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
That's not the integrity check as far as you know, though. The problem wasn't with the nudity, right?
No, I didn't hear the rest of the question there, but you know, I've been thinking about this since you've been talking about it. No, you know, Las Vegas is the kind of place where anything goes unless you go over the edge of the law.
Now, apparently what happened, according to the article that I read, was that this pool did have topless women that were there, but that that hookers would also show up there because they knew that there would be an opportunity for the guys that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's who some of the police arrested or whatever. But we're just saying an integrity check.
Yeah, you don't close a whole pool down for do you?
No, I would hope
you not. Make an arrest or two and you move on.
That's what I would do.
All right, well, they closed the pool.
Well, I'm going to have to get them to open the
Mr. Pool. Mayor!
Because you're the mayor.
You made a terrible mistake in giving us the key to the city, but we're ready to give it back.
No, you're always
I'm saying we're ready to give it back, Mayor.
No, you better not, or else I'll investigate your integrity.
Well, we don't want that.
I don't think we would pass that.
Hey, this might be an outstanding opportunity to ask you, Mayor Goodman, what about bringing prostitution into Clark County? It seems kind of crazy that people have to drive over an hour out of Las Vegas, the greatest city in America, in order to get a hooker. What's up with that?
Well, there was a movement up at our legislature at the last session to try to legalize prostitution, but it never got past first base. And
prostitution has to go a lot further than first base.
Right. It's always worthwhile having a discussion about it because there are pros and cons, you know, the moral and religious aspects of it, the degradation aspects of it. On the other hand, you would have a protected industry. You'd have an industry that's making money.
Tax revenue.
Yeah, because you know it's happening.
Yeah, you're right. It's very disingenuous to say that it's not happening, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I think... I don't think we're ready for it yet. I don't think the public is absolutely ready for it, but they should have the discussion about it. There's no question about that.
I agree, and I think that a lot of people in the public are ready for it, but no politicians seem to be ready to go on the record for it to risk losing those that aren't.
Well, that's not accurate. There were a couple of politicians who were up at the legislature who were advocating it. I don't want to take a position one way or the other. I have personal feelings, but as the mayor, I have to represent everybody's best interests here. But I think a discussion has to take place. It only makes sense under the circumstances, because to not have a discussion is foolish, and to pretend that the situation doesn't exist is even more foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So as far as you know, Mr. Mayor, and this is actually good news, I think, you think that it's a little bit of an overreaction, just knowing the bare basic facts you've heard today. It sounds to you like it's an overreaction for the Rio to stop the topless pool.
I wish you would use a different phrase other than bare basic
facts. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Not like just the basic facts.
So you're kind of with us that, hey, if somebody's breaking the law, go ahead and arrest them, but don't close down the whole
Absolutely.
Topless pool just because of a few bad eggs.
I'm with the 1,000% on that
and
one.
You're, okay. And you're telling us that there's no integrity check going on in Vegas.
As I say, I'm not even sure what integrity is
All right.
after this discussion. I thought I did when I started, but I'm not sure.
All right. Fantastic.
So for now, we're going to hang on to our key to the city that you so generously gave us years ago on Kevin and Bean Day.
And come on up for the birthday party tonight.
Tonight?
Sure.
It's a little short notice. I'm going to the X Games, but I would love to next time.
Okay. It's on Fremont Street if anybody's interested.
All right, Fremont Street. Okay, fantastic.
All right. Nice talking to you guys.
All right.
Mayor, always a pleasure, sir. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
First, though, it's Friday. That means it's time for the movie beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies, Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, there's a few movies in Southland Cineplexes this weekend you may want to check out, so we're going to take a look at a few of them. First, I want to talk about a smaller film that was a big hit at the Sundance Film Festival this year. It's in selected release, which means it's in a couple theaters around Southern California. You're going to have to look for it if you want to see it, but it's got a lot of good buzz. It's called Adam. It's about a woman who moves into a new apartment and finds that her neighbor downstairs, Adam, is a guy with Asperger's syndrome.
What?
Yay!
Movie looks great.
Movie is basically about how people with Asperger's syndrome are unlovable. And how they make life a living hell for not only their neighbors, but the people they work with. Here is a scene from the film where Adam is sitting with a guy he works with. And Adam keeps volunteering information that no one really cares about.
Well, who would do that?
Talks about randomly about minutiae about things that no one really cares about. And this guy is trying to get Adam back on course and teach him how conversation works. It's very frustrating for people who work with people with Asperger's syndrome, as you can tell from this clip.
Voyager 2 will pass within 4.3 light years of Sirius, the dog star, in approximately 196,000 years.
Adam, I'm having lunch. Speak English.
I'm sorry, see, the Star Tracker system is...
No. Lunchtime's for God talk.
A woman moved into 3A.
All right.
Were you excited?
What?
Sexually, because I was...
Thank you. I should be going now.
Because I said that thing about being sexually excited?
No. Well, yeah.
I have this thing that's called Asperger's syndrome.
Oh.
Albert Einstein, Thomas Jefferson, Mozart.
They had Asperger's?
Probably.
Yeah. But maybe not. This movie does look great, though.
When this was first announced, we got thousands of emails from our listeners going, they made a movie about Bean.
Yep.
You've got to check this out.
Yeah, of course you can tell it's a movie. It's fictional because the hot chick falls for the guy with Asperger's.
Yeah.
Instead of running, screaming from the room when he doesn't know how to have a conversation.
See this if you want to see a little bit of what our lives are like.
Yeah,
exactly.
How dare you.
The Collector also opens this weekend. It's a horror movie. A guy is going to rip off a home, but unfortunately when he gets into this country home, another criminal's already been there, a psychopath who has set up a series of deadly traps in the home. That's bad planning.
What?
On the burglar's part.
So the burglar follows...
targets this house, right?
Yeah,
he's going to rip this house off. And when he gets in there, he finds out there's another psychopath already in there who has targeted the people who live in that house and have set up all these deadly traps
for
the people who live in the house.
That's a bad choice.
Bad timing.
Yeah.
This is from the people who brought you Saw 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I'm in.
12, 13. Here's a little clip from the trailer of The Collector.
My husband, my little girl.
He's got the whole house for you.
I need to get us out.
Shh. That's not gonna happen.
I'm guessing it is.
I think it's gonna happen.
Is anyone named Esther in that movie?
No, I don't think there's any Esters.
All right.
We're lucked out. For the kids, Aliens in the Attic.
Aliens in the Attic.
Yes. A group of teenagers must protect their vacation home from invading aliens who have taken over the entire top floor of their house.
Is this a animated?
Yeah, it's partially animated, partially live action.
Oh, okay.
So the CGI, the aliens, but the live action cast includes...
Adam Sandler.
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon. That's what I was thinking of. Kevin Nealon, yes. And
Seth Rogen.
It's for the kids. Kind of like an E.T. There's like one good little alien and a bunch of bad aliens, and they have to try to take care of this problem because the parents don't believe, of course, that there are aliens in the attic, and so they must fight the good fight and take out the aliens. I auditioned for the voice of one of the aliens in this movie.
You did?
I wonder if I got it.
Well, I'm guessing not if it comes out today.
That's probably true. Yeah. They probably would have told me before now, right?
Yeah.
Here's a scene from Aliens in the Attic where one of the brother of the little girl is trying to protect her from Snugs, the alien.
Snugs?
His name is Snugs.
He's armed! Enemy armed!
Hannah, step away from the alien.
No! Leave him alone! He's my friend.
He was just holding a ray gun to your head.
It's my bubble blower. He fixed it for me. He's not like the others.
First sign of aggression, I'm taking him out. With extreme prejudice.
See, Snugs is the good alien.
Would you have been Snuggy if you'd gotten the role?
Easy, it's not Snuggy, it's Snugs, and I did not audition for Snugs.
No. Okay.
I hope Snugs likes Reese's Pieces.
I do, too. That'd be great.
And if he has to phone home, would that be awesome?
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, it would be good. They should make a movie like that. And lastly, Funny People opens this weekend. Judd Apatow returns with some of his usual cast of characters, including Seth Rogen. This time, Adam Sandler joins the party. Leslie Mann also stars. Adam Sandler plays an unlikable stand-up comedian who finds out he's got a terminal illness, and then he has to... and make a conscious decision to form a genuine friendship in his life before he passes away. He wants to experience that. This is not as funny as you might think, they're telling us. It's a serious film about comedy.
It's not a straight
it's
laugh
a dramedy.
It's not like a 40-year version,
right,
for example.
This is
or whatever that's called.
Or 40-year-old version, either. It's not like that one.
Right.
This is Adam Sandler getting his dramatic acting on, which is always entertaining.
Not always.
Oh, no, it's good. I hope he plays like a nom vet who has to ride around in a scooter behind Denzel Washington, or the hell that movie was.
And I hope he does it in the little Nicky voice.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
This looks good, though.
Yeah.
This looks great.
I think this looks great, yeah.
Easy.
I'm in.
I love this cast
so
much. Yeah, it looks good.
All right,
it
looks great.
This looks great.
It does look great, and Apatow has not failed me yet. That's all I'm suggesting.
I'm saying easy. Sandler has the potential to ruin anything.
No.
But it's, he's off.
But it's not his movie. He's in somebody else's movie. And I have a much better appreciation for his work outside of his own Adam Sandler comedies than I do it within.
All right.
This looks great.
Okay. Here's a scene where Jonah Hill is telling Seth Rogen that it may have not have been a good idea for him to lose his weight recently.
I've been doing this thing where, like, I'm not good looking and I'm not bad looking. I'm kind of like right in the middle, you know. Like if I had a good personality, I could get any chick in the world, but I don't.
Yeah, that doesn't work. I auditioned for Bud Freeman at the Improv. He okayed me, made me a regular.
Bud won't even look me in the eye, man. That's good for you, man. Congratulations.
You shouldn't have lost all that weight, man. Something funny about a physically fit man.
I know, it's lame, right?
Yeah, no one wants to watch Lance Armstrong do comedy.
Oh, God.
See, there you go.
I'm in.
That's funny, Ralph.
Be fat.
I am in.
No. I think it's going to be very entertaining for those of you who go to see it.
I can't wait.
I hope you enjoy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome Movie Beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
People are going to have their criticism and say what they want about me not being in Europe, but I love L.A. L.A.
Shoot and score. Perfect ball. Needs to be through. Donovan. Yes. Hat trick. Beckham chips it back in. The header and a goal. Landon Donovan. Isaac scores his sixth goal of the season. A wonder goal from Donovan. His 12th of the season.
The United States nearly turned the soccer world upside down when Landon Donovan put up a second goal in the first half against world power Brazil.
Landon Donovan. Oh, Charlie Davies. Here, Paul Amos, Andre Santos.
All right, so that game didn't end well, but
but if you turned it off at halftime,
woo, were you happy?
You won at halftime.
What are you going to do?
You did your part.
Yeah.
I mean, what are
you guys
supposed
to do? Got me pumped up with that video. I want to go play now.
Landon Donovan from your Los Angeles Galaxy has joined us here in the studio. Thank you. There's so many things I've always wanted to ask you. And first of all, thank you for coming in, especially this weekend when we know how busy you are and how many things you got going on. But
my pleasure.
The Brazil thing brings me into my first question, which is, in your mind, what is the most memorable or the greatest, the most exciting or the happiest gold you've ever scored?
That was up there.
It had to be, right?
Yeah. The other one I think of, which actually was bittersweet, we were losing in my first World Cup 3-0 to Poland, and I scored a goal. And I didn't know, it was right at the end of the game, I didn't know whether to celebrate or
grab
the ball, because we were losing, we were going to lose. And I wanted to be excited, but everyone else was like, get the ball, dummy, like, let's
was
get back
to
half.
Was that South Korea,
and,
Japan? Is that where that was? Yeah.
So that one was cool, but this
cool
Brazil
personally,
one was cool.
But not team-wise, because
you were
so
I don't think anyone else cared about it.
I have to imagine the life of a professional soccer player is the 1 second that you score a goal is the happiest time you're going to have all year, and everything else is just kind of leading up to making that second happen again.
Yeah, well, people get kind of bummed out with soccer sometimes because there's not enough scoring, but for us, when that play comes about and happens and we kind of bring it to fruition, it's an incredible moment. Since I was 5 years old, I remember celebrating after scoring a goal and just having that feeling.
It's and cool. You signed with a team in Germany when you were seven. A lot of people don't realize that.
Yes.
He's very young.
Youngest ever.
That's got to be a record.
No, how young were you?
I was 17.
17.
Yeah.
The youngest U.S. player to sign overseas.
Yeah, and I went, as young athletes, we're in America, we're always told we're the star, we think we're so great, and I went over there and nobody cared who I was, so kind of got a wake-up call quick. It was fun.
Now, speaking of international play, there's a lot of players who... You know, there's a lot of problem with Beckham. We'll talk about that in a second. But there are a lot of players in the United States who would jump at the chance to leave and go play in Europe for whatever reason. It's a higher level of play or whatever. You went and you came back and you love playing here.
Well, I learned when I was there, I learned pretty quickly that there's more to me than just stepping on a soccer field every day. So it was fun to get to the stadium in Europe, to train every day. And then at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I got home, I'd kind of look around and go, you know, what the hell am I doing here?
Not having a great time.
I got no friends. I got no family. There's no beach here. There's no In-N-Out Burger. There's nothing to do. So it was kind of a bummer from that standpoint.
What percentage would you say In-N-Out Burger played in your decision?
Probably more than
a lot, I hope.
More than people know.
Landon, how do you feel the growth of the Galaxy franchise and its success here in Los Angeles has been going? Are you happy where the program is today?
I am this year, yeah. The last 3 years have been hard because this was a franchise from the beginning of Major League Soccer that did really well. In the last 3 years, we haven't made the playoffs. So it's been difficult. But this year, we're playing a lot better. Whether people like it or not, or whether people agree or not, David has been a tremendous help to us and on the field, off the field. And I think now that we're more stable as a franchise, having him is going to help us a lot.
I went to the game and I saw when he was getting booed, and I thought that was a little harsh myself, but I also found it kind of endearing that fans care that much about the Galaxy.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? That they kind of wanted to protect their franchise and say, hey, if you don't care enough to be here, then we don't want you. And that's something to be said for the fan.
Sure, that's fair.
As well.
And to David's defense, I don't think anyone would begrudge him going to play for AC Milan, one of the best teams in the world. Us as players certainly would jump at that opportunity too. But from the fans' perspective, they're paying money, they're bleeding for this team, and they don't want someone who's kind of wavering in between another team and the Galaxy.
So he went to AC Milan and he stayed there for the end of their season, which was about halfway through your season.
Right.
Right.
And then he came back.
And then you said something in print or someplace that has come back where you said something about his dedication?
Yeah. The problem was we had a bad year last year, and during the year there was a reporter that was kind of following us writing a book, and I idiotically made some comments that I shouldn't have made. And the timing of it was pretty poor because we had just come back from the Confederations Cup. Things had gone well. David had just joined the team again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they pushed the date of the book up so that it would coincide with
because
all that.
Of
obviously,
that.
They're trying to sell books.
Yeah.
But it was interesting timing, and it made for an interesting time,
sure.
But a fun time.
Beckham said that he was going to talk to you about it personally. I mean,
right.
Basically what you did was call him out on, hey, you know, if you're going to be the captain, you should be dedicated to this team. That doesn't sound like you're saying anything too bad.
I don't regret saying that.
I know a lot of fans were happy that you said it because that's how they felt.
Yeah.
What's it like now?
That's how we felt. That's how a lot of us felt. The problem was is I should have just told him to his face.
Right.
That would have made it a lot easier. But things are much better. What I've learned through all this is that communication is important.
Yeah.
You just say what you feel. If someone doesn't agree with it, fine. But you say it and you get on with it.
And his play has helped you guys. I mean, there are a lot of those long passes up where you go on a run and he kicks it along. I mean, he's I've never seen one better at that.
No, he's an incredibly talented soccer player, and I think people forget that sometimes with him. And he's made our team a lot better. And in the past, the organization and the team on the field wasn't solidified enough to incorporate him. And now we're solid, and now we add him as just another piece, and he makes us a lot better.
What was the feeling like from you, Landon? If you're just joining us, by the way, the great Landon Donovan is in our studio, and in a moment we'll tell you all about the FC Barcelona game tomorrow at the Rose Bowl. But what was it like for you and for the club with all of the international attention when Beckham joined the Galaxy? Mm-hmm. Did it just turn everything into overdrive? Was it a huge pain in the ass to have all those photographers out there all the time? What was it like?
Yeah, we weren't used to that. David was, clearly. I've had some taste of that playing in a lot of these international games, playing in World Cups. But the amount of media was overwhelming, and I think none of us could have prepared for it. We thought in our minds what we thought it might be like, but we had no idea how crazy it
was
going to be.
Does it automatically, and not through anyone's fault, does it breed a little bit of resentment? Like, hey, we're out here, we're playing really well. He may be better than some of us, but maybe not, and he's getting all this attention.
Maybe subconsciously, I think. Yeah,
you gave up the captainship, right? You just said, I'm going to turn it over to him. I'll just give it to him.
Well, I didn't have much choice in the
You
matter,
didn't? Okay, I didn't know that.
It was, you know, I could have taken it one of two ways. I could have fought it and said, no, I'm keeping it. Or, you know, I was trying to make the team better and just give him a little more responsibility, give him some, I guess, more immediate respect with the team. But it's been an interesting journey, and I think now we're finding kind of our niche and how we're going to navigate with him here, and I think everyone's more comfortable with it now.
And you went back to Germany to play earlier this year,
right?
At the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. What are your plans as far as going back and forth, as far as staying with the Galaxy? Or?
I'm not going to do the Beckham plan.
Not going to do that.
For sure. I'm here, and I like being here, and I like being a part of this team. I still have two more years on my contract here, so at least through the end of this year, I'll be here. If someone comes calling at the end of the year, I would listen to it. But right now, I love being here.
All right, we got to take a break right there. When we come back, we want to talk about the game tomorrow. We also want to talk, Landon, about the golf tournament that you're participating in.
Cool.
I want to find out how the hell you got out of Redlands, because a lot of people have tried, have been unable to do that, and they're still stuck.
A lot of people go and never come back.
That's right.
And if we have time, we have so many questions because we're so excited to have you here, but if we have time, we'll try to include a few of your calls, too. If you've got a question for Mr. Donovan, you can give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll return right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Sorry, that song's over. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Kevin was hitting on Landon Donovan during the song there. Lost track at the time. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, of course, from your Los Angeles Galaxy and the U.S. National Team as well. Huge weekend at the Rose Bowl. It's the Galaxy hosting FC Barcelona. Now, for folks who don't follow soccer, I don't know what to compare this to, but it's like if the Yankees had more All-Stars, right, Landon? I mean, this is this is like watching a mini World Cup in action in front of you.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool game. Barcelona is maybe, after Manchester United, the most recognizable team in the world and has an incredible amount of stars on their team.
And they just won the UEFA Cup.
Yep.
Yes.
They won the Champions League, yep.
Champions League.
Yep.
You, how do you get ready for a game like that, A? And B, is it, it doesn't seem like it's very daunting to you. I would think it would be, but it doesn't seem like it is.
You get ready by thinking we don't want to get embarrassed because this team is very good. In a lot of times, exhibition games, you kind of walk out and go, okay, it's an exhibition game. This
doesn't matter
different.
That much.
There's going to be
it is different. It was against AC Milan. It looked like.
Oh yeah,
to me.
There's going to be a lot of people there. A lot of people are going to be watching on TV, and for us, it's a good chance to have fun and show that we're good enough. So it'll be a big night.
Is U.S. soccer past the point of feeling when you get a situation like this? Hey, we need to prove that we can still compete on a world level, or is that also going on in the back of your mind?
No, that still goes on a little bit. I think there's more respect for U.S. soccer, but not the level we want. And these are opportunities. I mean, everyone understands that Barcelona's in their preseason. The game doesn't mean anything. But if we win the game somehow, it's gonna make some waves across the world, across the U.S. So it's a good chance for us.
And leading up to the biggest chance for you guys, which of course is the USA and the World Cup next year.
Of
that's got to be what's it like to be at a World Cup?
I'll put it this way. As excited as I am to go as a player, I'm equally excited to go as a fan sometimes. So I think everybody that I talk to, everybody I try to explain to them what it's like, it's basically a month-long party with cool soccer games, cool mm-hmm. people, usually in cool places. And it's unlike anything you'll ever experience.
Yeah. What do you get if you're on the team that wins the World Cup? I don't think I've ever heard any...
A lot of money.
does each player get a huge check?
Yeah, it depends on what you negotiate with your federation. But it's, I mean, just the honor of winning a World Cup. There's only
well, of course, yeah. So do you get a ring or a medal or anything?
There's a trophy. I'm sure you get probably a medal. I've never won it.
you'll let us know?
Yeah.
All right, before we get to your calls, I want to mention, because I know you're excited about this, you've got a charity golf tournament that's coming up on September the 14th, Coyote Hills Golf Course in Fullerton. Are you good on the golf course too, Landon?
I'm not bad. We actually have some good golfers on our team. Athletes are good golfers sometimes.
Because they spend a lot of time doing it?
Yeah.
You're competitive?
Yeah, we're competitive, and it's like the one sport we can't conquer, so... It's a lot of fun. The golf tournament's fun every year. Usually one of us will pair up with another three or foursome of people who come and just have fun, enjoy it. It's all for charity, so it's a good cause.
What do you do when you get stuck with somebody that's annoying? Do you change?
No, you just complain all day. All right. And you generally do get someone who's super annoying.
it's players and coaching staff, also bunches of TV personalities, other celebrities, on-course prizes. You got an awards dinner, raffles, silent auction, the whole deal. Those details, I imagine, are on the Galaxy website, too. Yeah, and that's September 14th. All right, let's squeeze in a couple calls because Scott's got some great soccer fans out there who want to talk to you. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with let's start with Jose on line one, calling about something that is recent in our memory. Hey, Jose, you're on with Landon Donovan. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin and Bing, listen to me.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question. You guys have the U.S. has a game against Mexico on the 12th. I don't know your feelings towards it since you have 5-0 against them in the Gold Cup.
Right.
Are you calling you rub that in, or what are you doing here, Jose?
Yeah, what was the point of that call?
Well, that game was different from this game coming up, though.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a setback for us. For people who don't know, we went to the Confederations Cup in South Africa, which a lot of people saw. And then after that tournament, they basically brought a new team for the Gold Cup. And the team did very well, but had a rough day against Mexico, lost 5-0.
Why do they bring a different team? I don't understand how that works.
Because we're also playing in our club season right now. So the Galaxy, I was gone for 4 weeks from the Galaxy, so I missed
the Confederations
Cup. Right.
Oh, I see.
If I had missed another 5 or 6 games, they wouldn't have been so happy about it. So they kind of mix it up so you don't miss too many games. But the game August 12th is a big, very big game. It's in Mexico City, a World Cup qualifier for us, and we're very excited about it. We've played 5 so far. There's 5 to go, and this will probably determine if we win the game. I think we're definitely qualifying. If we lose, it's going to take a lot more work, so it'll be a good one.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's try Daniel. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Daniel. You're on with Landon Donovan. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa.
Hello.
Landon, how you doing?
Good morning, man.
Hey, listen, quick question for you. Who's the player to beat coming up? As a fan, who do you look forward to being able to play against to beat?
Are you talking international or MLS?
Well, you got this game against Barcelona. You got Messi you're facing, and then you got World Cup next year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for me, tomorrow's game, we played against Spain in the Confederations Cup, and one of their players for me is one of the best players in the world, Xavi. And if you guys can remember the name, or I think it's Xavi. He's a great player. He's plays in the midfield, and he'll probably be close to me throughout the game. And I took it as a challenge playing against him last time, and it'll be the same tomorrow.
You weren't obviously watching that game on TV. I was. Mm-hmm. And there was so much talk about Spain hasn't lost in 4 years or whatever, and it was almost like the United States doesn't have a chance, and Spain's too good, and this is Spain, blah, 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 blah. And then you guys started beating them, and the announcers started turning a little bit, and it was really amazing by the end of the game.
That's the beauty of sports, man.
Really
that's
amazing.
That's what we love about playing.
Do you think it's as funny as I do, Landon, that I'm buying Kevin a Kaká jersey for Christmas?
That's awesome.
I'll never get over that. All right, let's squeeze in one more. We got Daniel. He's on line three. Daniel, thanks for holding on. You're on with Landon Donovan. Go ahead.
Good morning, Kevin Bean.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? Okay, first of all, thank you, Landon Donovan, for everything you've done for not only Gay Galaxy, but the U.S. team.
Thank you, man.
You're a great athlete, and you also have a great attitude, and we need more of that.
Thank you very
much. But my question was, after your great successful career is over with, are you thinking of either becoming a coach for the LA Galaxy or a Europe team?
That's a good question. Before, I would have told you I have zero desire to coach just because of the traveling and the pressure. I think the pressure as a player is one thing because you get to do something about it. As a coach, when you're sitting on the sideline and
just sit there and watch,
it would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
But the more I guess, mature and think about it, there's a possibility. We'll see what happens, but I think it'd be fun.
Cool.
That's got to be one of the hardest things about being a professional athlete in any sport is that you're generally done by time, you know, certainly before you're 40 in most sports.
Right.
And then you've got a long life ahead of you to figure out what to do that kind of matches the excitement of what you've been doing up to that point. It's got to be hard.
Yeah, and I was lucky to figure that out at a young age, just like I was talking about, in around the soccer field and doing things for 4, 5, 6 hours of the day. And then the rest of the day, what are you going to do? And I realized that doesn't suffice. It doesn't keep me happy all the time.
That's so different from most athletes, I think.
Yeah.
Most athletes, if they think, I got drafted by somebody in Europe, I'm gone, and this is going to be the greatest time of my life.
Yeah.
And they don't,
you know, there's
they don't care about the other hours.
There are people that is for. But for me, it's a little different, and I grew up a little differently. So I have a more important and other things in my life.
But the most important thing in your life was getting out of Redlands. Right?
And you'll never go back. I mean, let's be honest. You haven't set foot in the 909 area code in 15 years. Am I right, Landon?
Stop it.
Come on now. When was the last time you were in Redlands?
I love the IE.
You don't.
No one loves you.
It could be your hood, but you don't love it.
God, it's so
do you still live there now?
No.
You live by the beach. You know
exactly.
Why? It's not Redlands.
Exactly. They have orange groves in Redlands. Come on.
Okay. I find this hard to believe, but there are still some tickets available if you want to see this phenomenal game tomorrow night at the Rose Bowl. It's FC Barcelona in town against the Galaxy, and that is going to be tomorrow night at the Rose Bowl. And it's going to be awesome. It is on the TV, too, though, right, Lennon?
Yeah, I'm not
think
sure.
So. It's usually on Fox Sports, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And I think they're telling people get there early because it's going to be a zoo. So
yeah,
get there
is.
Early, enjoy certainly the day, is. And then the game.
Exactly. Well, we know you got a very busy weekend, and we really appreciate you including us and stopping by. We'd love to have you back anytime you have the time, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
pleasure.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin, how was the X Games last night?
Awesome.
We haven't talked too much about it yet today.
Went to the X Games. So excited to see Jake Brown win the Big Air, skateboard Big Air, because that ramp.
That dude's still alive?
Yeah, that's 2 years ago, I think it was. He fell 75,000 feet. Hit his shoes. I've never seen this before. His shoes exploded off of his feet.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And to see him 2 years later come back and win the gold was really great.
Yeah.
Look, not only would I not have ever skated again, I may not have ever gotten up from the location
right.
that I fell on. I would still be laying there, I think, if that had happened to me.
Right. And speaking of X Games, we've got the host, Sal Masekela.
It's a big deal to be at the X Games.
Downhill is good. Here is the jump.
Clips it very short. We're outside of the Staples Center. A beautiful night for Moto X. If you are not standing up at home, I will get off the couch.
Oh, my word!
Travis Pastrana just earned his first goal. Bob Burnquist.
Oh, my God! He did not deserve
that. That was it. That was the dark side of Vegas.
Tony Hawk, X Games.
We have lost our minds in the booth right now.
Sean White, as focused as he's ever been.
And the man fell.
This is Sal Masekela, host of the ESPN X Games.
X Games 15 going on now through Sunday. Sal's on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Sal, how are you, man?
Wow. When I am cut and pasted together like that, I sound like a really psychotic person.
You do sound a little psychotic, but your screaming like a girl is one of the best things I've ever heard.
Oh,
just because of that double backflip, which was one of the greatest moments I've ever seen, too. But
really, 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 really.
So how was
thanks so much for having me, guys?
Oh, of course.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, dude. How was last night for you? I know you look forward to it, and you plan, and you train, and you prepare, but then it finally gets here. Did everything go the way you hoped it would?
Yeah, it went really, really good last night. I think the big air event, it has gotten to the point now where literally you walk into it going, okay, we're excited, but I really just want to see everybody walk away alive and in one piece, because the level has gotten to the place where there's no margin for error without there being serious consequences. So on that level, I was stoked. But, you know, Jake Brown's been to 11X games. He barely walked away from one because God just was feeling awesome that day and said he'd let him live.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see him finally get his due, not as some guy who, you know, fell from the sky, but as really a guy who's one of the best skateboarders on the planet. I mean, those 20-foot McTwists that he was doing on the quarter pipe yesterday, it didn't even look real.
Those of you that haven't seen the Big Air, it's dumb. I mean, it's ridiculous. It goes all the way to the top of the Staples Center, dear, and then there's like a 75-foot gap, and then they shoot up 20 feet in the air. Was he trying a 900 at the end of that, at that 20?
Yeah. He said yesterday, if he made his first run, that he was just going to try 900s after that. And, you know, three people have done a 900 on a regular size ramp, on a 12-foot ramp,
right,
let alone on this 27-foot quarter pipe. The level of commitment is crazy, because you're going to, the first slam you take, try that trick, you are going to go to sleep. You're getting knocked out.
Right, and here's a guy who has been. And so it's really amazing that he would go, I'm going to try something that may not be possible, even though I have already met disaster on this ramp at that point.
And it was cool to see that it looks makeable.
It does.
He's got it dialed.
It looked like he could have made any one of them.
It's so frustrating for me, Sal, because I can do that 900 in the air like that, but I am so like shy that I can't do it in front of other people or a camera, so no one ever believes me. But I every single day after the show, I go out and pull that same move.
It's got to hurt that you have such crazy performance anxiety.
It is. It's very, very frustrating. All right, let's talk about today, because there's something like, 11 hours of X Games or something like that today between the Staples Center and the Home Depot Center. How much of that are you going to be covering, Sal?
12 hours of it.
Just 12? That's not too bad.
No, I think I got like 6 hours of duty today, something crazy like that. And that's just the actual, on-air duty. But, you know, these days, it's a pretty much 8 in the morning to midnight gig.
Right.
For us. But it's exciting. I mean, they've expanded our coverage by about 4 or 5 hours over the course of the 4 days. So it means that we're doing something right. And of course, your boy tonight, Travis Pastrana, is going to not leave well enough alone in Moto X Best Trick.
Is that right? I was going to ask. Every year, that's kind of the talk, is Moto X Best Trick. That's where Travis Pastrana did the double backflip. And what is the talk tonight? Tonight, the final is at Staples Center at, 7 o'clock?
Between 7 and 8, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the talk?
The talk is that Travis will be trying a corkscrew 720.
A corkscrew 720.
Yes, so he basically does an off-axis backflip and then spins 360 and lands on the other side. And he won't be doing this on a BMX bike. He will be doing this on his 250-pound motorcycle.
What could go wrong with this?
Now, you know, corkscrew 720 sounds more like a sex game than an X game to me. I mean, when you think about it.
So you got the
It sounds like a twister game you play at Hedonism.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You got the Moto X Best Trick tonight. You also have BMX Freestyle Big Air. They take the BMX bikes on that big ramp. That seems dumb.
Yeah. It's a little less smart in that at least the skateboarders, when things are going wrong, they can separate themselves from their skateboards much easier.
Right.
And the bike dudes don't have that ease. But there's rumors of a double backflip from Chad Kagi across the 70, and this young man, Mr. Neapolitan, supposedly has been trying double front flips.
Double front flip.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a. Now that the Big Air has become a staple, there's these little training centers all over, and these mini megas, and at Woodward Camp, they have a setup where they have the gap, and then they land to like an air mattress, a big like air mat.
So it's kind of like the foam pit deal, where they
kind of like the foam pit deal, except that they can actually land and simulate kind of running away, except without the obviously taking the impact.
Right, right, right.
And they've been trying to throw these double backs and double fronts. I don't know if it's going to happen tonight, but, you know, that's the thing about X Games. If people come in with the rumors and you're like, oh, that sounds impossible.
Right.
But those guys walk in, Staples Center gets filled. This is the event, the one event in action sports that if you win, you could be a guy that no one ever heard of before. And on the back end, you're rich. You're going to have a nice ride for at least the next year, and you can ride out that gold medal pretty well, even if you maybe can't walk for a few months.
Well, there's a downside. Hey, I TiVo'd last night's ESPN coverage. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but Tony Hawk is in the booth this year too, right?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm really, really stoked. I was hurt to lose my good buddy, Chris Miller. We've been doing it together for the X Games together for 10 years, but I was able to gain Tony Hawk, who he gives such a perfect perspective. He's such a technical, obsessive, compulsive guy about skateboarding that he really gives the audience just those little things that I personally can't do because I'm not that gnarly.
It's amazing to me, as long as he's been doing it, that he is not at all jaded about it, that he is still so excited about skateboarding and X Games and the stuff that these people do. It's like listening to a kid talk about it.
He is. He's a 40-year-old kid. You know what's funny about Tony? He's like, yesterday, for instance, we have a production meeting, you know, for an hour. Everybody from the truck and the lighting and the cameras and us, we're all in the same room. And then it's like, okay, 1, 2, 3, break. And where's Tony? Oh, Tony's on the mega ramp.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Tony, and he's like downstairs going, anybody got some gloves? Somebody got some this, got some this. And he's up there on the mega ramp until like a half hour before we get on there, and he comes upstairs and he's sitting down and he's just wide eyed. Like, what's your deal, sweaty guy? He's like, that was awesome. And he's just going and going and going, and you know, that's Tony Hawk.
I laughed so much. I saw his tweets yesterday. He's like, yeah, I'm going to try to sneak into the mega ramp. I'm like, since when does Tony Hawk have to like climb over fences to get into a skateboard park? You know what I mean? Like,
when he has
seems
a job.
Like, yeah, but you see his face, you let him in. That's all I'm saying, security guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're out of time, but X Games 15 is this weekend, and it's very, very exciting. And Sal is going to be on the TV all the damn time. You need to go to xgames.com. There's also expn.com, of course, the ESPN coverage. A lot of it's going to be on ABC this weekend. Sal, you do a terrific job up there in the booth, man. We really appreciate
Thank
the coverage
you.
That you get.
I'll be trying to get my Twitter game to match Tony's, so you can follow me at I am Sal Masekela.
Okay,
all right, will do.
Yeah, you can follow me at you can follow me at I'm not Sal Masekela.
Have a good weekend, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. Now, did we give away the tickets that we had already? No?
No, we still have those.
All right. Tickets to the X Games, callers 20 through 23 at 1-800-520-106. 106.7 hey. K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 3 minutes till 9 o'clock.
What you talking about, Ralph Garman?
Talking about showbiz news, but before I get to that, I've got some tickets to give away to the Los Angeles premiere of the Rogue Pictures' upcoming thriller, A Perfect Getaway, starring the man of my dreams, Steve Zahn. Zahn! He was on Conan O'Brien this week. Very, very funny.
You love him unnaturally.
Very, very funny interview. Talked about what are the best animals to talk to on his farm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said horses are good. Horses are good to talk to because they'll just pay attention and listen to you. They're good listeners.
Right.
He said sheep don't.
They don't listen.
Good, no. Yeah. Talk to sheep, he goes,
I can second that,
just
by the way.
Angry face, and they just scream at you. And it's like, that's not fun to talk to them at all.
Sheep are no fun, I can tell you that.
Yeah, you find a way to have fun with them, though, I bet.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That is not good.
If you'd like passes to see A Perfect Getaway, it's happening Wednesday, August the 5th. Timothy Oliphant also stars along with Mila Jovovich. First five callers at 1-800-520-1067, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers get a pair of tickets to go see A Perfect Getaway next Wednesday. I'll be there because Steve's in it.
Yeah.
I love Steve.
You love Steve the way I love Weird Al. And what Kevin doesn't understand is it's not a sex thing. It's just an admiration thing.
Oh, it is for me.
It's a sex thing.
Yeah, it's a sex thing.
Shouldn't speak for you then, I guess.
Yeah. Speak for yourself. What broke up Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush? Wasn't the fact that he kept fumbling in bed. Oh, giggity!
How do you do it?
But Kanye West apparently had something to do with it, if you believe the rumors. Reggie Bush reportedly found some racy text messages from Kanye West on Kim's phone and got all jealous, and they had a big blow-up, and then they realized their relationship was pretty much out of control at that point.
Finish this sentence for me. Kanye West is...
black.
They realized there were trust issues on both sides, said a mutual friend, and apparently that's what did him in. Is it me, or is Kim Kardashian getting better looking?
She is.
Yes, all the time. Absolutely.
Somehow she's getting hotter.
Hotter and hotter.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you're dating Kim Kardashian, sorry, Reggie, she belongs to the world.
She does.
You have to let, Kanye West entertain her once in a while.
You can't hog her.
Keep her around. You cannot hog her, although I'd like to hog her. Hollywood Reporter has announced that the much-awaited episode of Larry David's HBO series Curb Your Enthusiasm is now scheduled.
Oh, that's such a great show.
We'll get to see the first one on September the 20th. And they're kicking it off with style, a full-blown Seinfeld cast reunion. Jerry Seinfeld, Jason Alexander, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Michael Richards will all be playing themselves on the premiere episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And they will all have a five-episode arc on this year's series, so we'll see a lot of them.
That's great news.
I bet that's going to be funny. I wouldn't want to see that cast together again in any other capacity other than on that show.
Yeah, I agree.
Is this the last season for Curb Your Enthusiasm, Ralph?
I do not know.
Okay.
I don't think they ever
know. How many episodes have they shot, Ralph?
how long is it taking to shoot the average episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? What do they feature on the craft services table? Do they have bagels? Do they have gummy bears? I enjoy gummy bears, but they get stuck in my molars.
He's the king of the unanswerable question.
Excuse me, that was a legitimate question, by the way. For folks who don't know, Larry David is the co-creator of the Seinfeld TV show. That's what the tie-in's all about. It should be great.
Right.
Speaking of HBO, they are renewing their entire summer original programming lineup. They've already ordered another.
What's wrong with that?
You don't want them to be renewed?
I want them all to be renewed except for Entourage.
What? What's wrong with the Entourage?
Now Entourage is coming back because I've seen it.
Ah, it's still a good show.
Well, don't watch it. There's some of us who still enjoy it.
You're allowed.
Okay. You know what? You can turn on something else. Feel free.
But there's a half hour there they could be putting something on that hasn't, has had every episode be the same for 50 weeks in a row. That's all.
Some of us still enjoy it.
Okay. I'm really enjoying Gary Cole being added to the cast, by the way. He's great as Ari's buddy who he's taken on to the agency.
He's good.
And now
he's
cheating on his wife, and their wives have become friends. It's just making Ari's life miserable. It's very entertaining. True Blood has also been reordered, another season of that show. And Hung, the new freshman series on HBO, also has been picked up. So
it's my autobiography.
Should be Hung, I think, is your autobiography.
Hanged should be yours.
Look for a prequel to the Alien series, according to Daily Variety.
A prequel?
Ridley Scott will direct the film, which will take us back to the prequel of the original Alien.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that will feature a younger version of Warrant Officer Ripley, played famously by Sigourney Weaver. No word yet who has been cast. This will make the fifth film in the Alien series. There was Alien, and then three sequels, and then this will be a prequel. So I guess they're trying to reboot the franchise.
Work for Batman.
Star Trek and Batman and all these other tentpole franchises they have.
Worked well for that one.
And you know how it is. You hear a song on the radio, you say, hey, that's my song. I'm going to sue. And you pick up the phone, you get right on it. You call your lawyer and say, get right on this. Well, that's what a gentleman did down in Australia. Apparently, he believes the opening riff of Down Under by Men at Work is his song.
From 30 years ago?
Yes.
Really?
He is furious.
What year was that from?
That Men at Work stole his song in 1983.
Did he just hear it for the first time?
I have no idea how he missed it for the past, 26 years. But apparently...
That guy is on it.
Hey, wait a minute.
He thinks
that's his song. He claims it is from a song called Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree.
Sure. Here's a little of it for those of you who don't recognize it because it's so old.
Kookaburra Bear sits in the tree.
That opening riff, he says,
that's it.
Was his song.
Wow.
Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree. You know that smash.
I'm saying no.
We all used to sing that when we were kids.
I'm saying
Where has he been? Where has he lived? Where he was unable to get radio or television reception since 1983, though? Why has he not heard that song?
He lives in a land down under.
I guess so.
Eating a Vegemite sandwich. I said, do you speak of my language?
By the way, bad time to sue the guys in Men at Work if you were hoping to get any cash out of them.
You might get some empty Foster's cans you can turn in for the redemption value at the local recycling bin.
You get a nickel.
About it.
Right. In 1984, maybe then you got some cash coming your way. 2009, not so much.
Yeah. Furious about that Down Under song. You maybe just slowly just ate away at him for 26 years.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, get me a lawyer. If I hear that one more time on Jack FM.
Beethoven's Fifth? No, my Fifth. I wrote that.
Beatles back even
Bean
further.
Did. See what Bean did? He took another
That's
step.
Really old. That's really old.
That's
really old.
That's older
hundreds
than
of years old.
Bean has
that was the point.
Bean has really stretched back.
Let's put that in the
He's
file.
He's made it even worse.
Come
as if
on,
you heard
that
something.
Was. We were making
Let's
fun of the guy
file.
For
Let's
wait.
Put it in the file.
How dare you?
I hope Mr. Weatherby's not listening.
Me too.
Meanwhile, celebrity birthdays. BJ Novak from The Office is 30 years old today. Coldplay drummer Will Champion is 31. What a great name, Will Champion.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Good.
Dean Cain from Lois and Clark. He played Superman on the TV. He's 43. J.K. Rowling, author of the Harry Potter books, is 44. And Fatboy Slim.
Yeah. Oh.
Makes you dance like Al Roker, that song. Just makes you bop around. You can't help yourself.
That's a hell of a reference.
He's 46 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Bart St. Bart is in next for...
Oh, he's good.
Cat Corbett. He's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, latest from Rise Against, Kings of Leon, and Owl City coming up as well. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right. Sober up and try to listen to this.
Well, that's it, sir. You want to start the weekend?
No.
One more thing left.
What are you talking about?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Here we go.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Can you hear me now?
Roll another one.
Is he still reading? Is he a surprise?
Just like the other one.
Like there was no warning of a big open hole.
This one seems to be about to quit.
That's pretty hot here.
I need another hit.
This is Jim Rockford. If the tone, leave your name and message, I'll get back to you.
If you add you.
Roll.
Okay, you're on my list.
I don't have another cent.
I hardly think the FBI is concerned with matters like that.
The FBI!
Maybe she's a mid.
Just pass it around.
Why, thank you, Doctor.
But don't bug up that joint, my friend.
That guy was a doofus.
This concludes our broadcast day, the only time of the day I get to try out my Fred Schneider B-52's voice. Now try to get some sleep out there. Not bad. Getting better.
All right, well, I'll leave you to say that, and I'll just thank you for joining me as you're saying that. Being from KROQ, I do appreciate you being on Showbiz Tonight.
Thank you for having us. Popo's out.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
You guys were so baked, you didn't sound anywhere near as good as you thought you did. I was in the audience.
And here we thought the weed was inspiring us.
See you guys. Seacrest out. Bye-bye.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
This is such a body car.
Foo Fighters on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
Nothing but good news for you this afternoon. First of all, it is Friday. Second of all, our old friend Adam Carolla has joined us here in the studio. Hey, Ace, how are you, man?
Yeah. Hey, get it on. Yeah. No, I meant turn it on. Turn the goddamn mic on. Woo! Yeah.
AdamCarolla.com, of course, is the place to go. And on iTunes, get the Adam Carolla podcast, which is very funny, and the new CarCast, which is an internet sensation sweeping the country. I know you're a couple weeks into that, and it's been going great for you.
Good times.
That one sounds kind of crappy, though. I got to be honest. It's about cars.
You'll like it.
All right.
All right. Try it this Saturday.
Okay, I will.
All right, before we get into This Week in Rage, which we'll get to next break, I hear.
Yes.
I want to talk about something that we were talking about in the green room over there, which was giving booze to minors.
Right. And you're against it or for it, Adam?
Well, I think there's a problem because I was at I've given my 3-year-old son a sip of beer before. And then the problem is you give him a sip of beer at home, they want, as you know, I don't shove a funnel down his gullet and start dumping it in and laugh maniacally.
Right.
They want a sip.
Right. They want razor blades and fire, too. That's why they have parents.
Right. But I never.
Come on. That's why it has a dad.
Well, to be fair, my kids have a nanny.
Okay.
I'm just an ATM.
I see. Okay. So
they don't really have parents. They have a nanny and an ATM.
I see. Okay.
All right.
So the ATM was in charge of them?
Right. Once in a while, the nanny leaves and they're just left at the ATM. And the ATM has a nice beer buzz going.
Okay.
So they have a little taste of the beer. Just, you know, just a little taste. And so he has a little taste. And then, you know, sometimes you'll go out in public, like at a barbecue or something, he'll be drinking a beer. And then the kid will want another little hit off the beer. And then I realize he kind of likes the beer.
Of course. Yeah.
And then I realize, you see those things where guys give their horse a beer, or they give their monkey a beer, or their bear a beer, their dogs that drink beer. Then I realize everyone likes beer.
Yes.
Everything likes beer. It's not just that. You know, I mean, there's plenty of stuff you like. You know, your dog doesn't like scotch.
Right.
And your dog's not going to eat Froyo. But your dog will drink a beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your camel will drink a beer. And everything in Bean's Menagerie will enjoy a beer. And everything likes beer. That's kind of the problem. It sucks when you're drinking a beer and your dog and your 3-year-old are both looking at you like, come on now. Share the wealth. Spread it around.
What most of us don't do is give our dog or our 3-year-old beer.
Right, well,
that's where we're different.
Right, but there's a difference between a full, you know, funnel and just a hit. You know what I mean? I just give my kid a hit. But then the ironic thing I was thinking about is there's really only one time in a creature's life or a person's life when you don't like beer, and that's really between the age of like 13 and 17, although you're forced to drink beer. That's the one time you don't like beer. It doesn't taste good. When you're 14. Remember when you're 14 and you and your buddies got the Mickey's Big Mouth and you went to the park and you're like gonna get buzzed. You're like, hey, we're gonna get drunk, and you'd take a swig of the Mickey's and you'd go like, yeah, that's good, but you really wanted a cherry knee high.
I don't think I ever didn't like beer.
It didn't taste good the first time around.
You did it
for the buzz. Now you need it and you like it and you've whatever. But it's weird that my 3-year-old likes beer now.
Right.
I'm sure my 3-year-old won't be able to get off the stuff when he's in his 20s, 30s, and 40s.
No, Dr. Drew says it's fine. Give your 3-year-old beer and he's set for life.
But at some point, he's going to be 15. He's going to be at a party. He's going to be in the 9th grade. Someone's going to hand him a Mickey's Big Mouth and he's going to hold his nose and chug it down just so he fits in.
And
he's not
going
to like it.
No thanks, I've got heroin.
Right.
Right?
He'll be chasing the dragon by then. I'm just saying, if dogs, llamas, and 3-year-olds like beer, maybe that's God saying, yeah, give him a hit.
That's your conclusion.
Theory. In Europe, they drink, you know, there'll be kids, you know, 2 and 3 years old drinking.
I don't
drinking.
Think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you guys haven't been to Europe.
I don't think so.
Oh, doing 110 on the Autobahn.
Not 3-year-olds.
3, 4.
No.
It's hard to judge Europeans. I don't know. I don't ask to see their ID.
They
know they drink.
They don't drink at 3.
They don't. They're a much more evolved. They're family oriented.
True.
Okay.
Right.
They're family oriented.
This seems to be
they're
falling
family
apart.
Oriented.
Yeah.
Did I mention that? They drink beer together and then they hit the Autobahn and they never have accidents.
Okay.
That's all I know. They're all drunk. They drive 140 miles an hour and no one ever dies behind the wheel. So they must know something, all right, smart ass?
If you take something away from this afternoon show, it's go ahead and give your 3-year-old beer. I think that's what Adam's saying, although I don't know that I'm co-signing that.
I'm saying massage his throat and dump a 40 down it. I'm
right.
saying a couple of nips off of the Bud Lime ain't going to kill him.
We're saying you might want to double check that with anyone else.
All right. We just agree to disagree. That's all.
Friday afternoon, right. Kevin and me.
Let's agree to disagree about us both being right then. Can we do that?
We can rage with Adam Carolla next, right after this, on the World Famous. Friday means we are joined by our friend Adam Carolla, adamcarolla.com, to see what's up with the Ace Man and check out his two award-winning podcasts. Right now, though, time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
Yeah, get it on. Yeah. Number three going down to number one. First, the variety pack. Sounds good at first glance, you know? Variety pack. I was watching TV. Everything comes in a variety pack now. Cereal, and I was sitting chips. Around. I was watching TV with the wife. I can't pull her name up just yet, but it's early for me.
Lynette.
I'll write that down.
Yes.
All right. And two T's. Okay, yes. Okay. And we're watching TV, and she's eating a lime popsicle. And I go, give me a hit off that. And then I taste it. I'm like, this tastes like ass. Lime popsicles suck. And I said, why do you like lime? How did I marry someone who likes lime popsicles? I hate lime popsicles. And she goes, I don't like them either. And I said, well, why are you eating a lime popsicle if you don't like lime popsicles? And she said, well, I wanted a popsicle, and we're at the end of the variety pack.
Ah.
And we get to the end of the variety pack of popsicles. You've gone through the cherry ones. You've gone through the grape ones. You've gone through all the ones you like. And now you're left with the four lime ones.
Right.
And she's just going to eat them. So she's eating a popsicle she doesn't want to eat because it came in a variety pack. And
yeah,
I thought,
sense.
I don't like that. And then also, what about when someone goes on the bagel run here at the office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't mean bringing home a pile of Jews. I mean bringing home the actual bagels. And they go, oh. And so you eat the, you eat the plain one, and you eat the egg one, and you eat all the other ones. And then what's left is the jalapeno cheddar ranch one, and then the blueberry one, and
right.
the chocolate sprinkle one. Those are the ones that get left.
Right.
And eventually, no one wants them, but some a-hole who went on a run said, hey, how about a variety? How about a variety? And then everyone talks about, oh, it's the spice of life. Variety, not that great.
Not that good.
It's not good. Variety shows, don't like them.
They suck.
I don't like variety packs. You know, you get the chips, you get the cereal, you're left with the goddamn Special K. Stuck with the Special K. Gone through the Fruit Loops, gone through the Sugar Smacks.
Right.
Left with it. Why does that even exist? Why don't they just have packs of crap you like?
I don't think they would be able to get rid of the crappy stuff if they didn't put them in variety packs.
So it's like no one would buy a lime... A lime lollipop, and no one would die.
But then don't make them.
But that's the other thing. Nope. Stop making Special K. Stop making that. And then I realized, you know what the ultimate variety is? Trail mix. That's the ultimate. We don't like this, but we do like the peanuts and the M&Ms, so we will pick them out of the trail mix. Anything sadder than the trail mix once it's been sifted through.
No.
Once the raccoons in the office have gone through the trail mix and there's nothing left but like a busted banana chip and half a raisin. That's how you know with the stuff. But by the way, this is what you should do. When you have an office, when you start a new business, you buy a thing of trail mix, you put it out.
Okay.
Let all your employees sift through it. Whatever's left at the bottom, Adam, don't buy any of that crap. We don't like that.
That's a good tip.
All right,
good
so advice. Let's get rid of the variety pack in general. I want to talk about leather. Leather seats.
You're angry at leather.
I don't like leather seats. It's always a big luxury. Leather seats in cars.
They do sell.
They charge more for that, right?
Yes. Got Connelly leather. Beautiful. Handcrafted leather. And then you get in and you burn your ass in the wearing the shorts for the summertime. And then I thought, what's so comfortable about leather? All right, show of hands. Who has a leather pillow?
No one.
Nobody.
Not a person.
Nobody. Leather underpants?
No.
Leather comforter?
Nope.
Leather duvet cover? No, there's nothing comfortable about leather. Why do we decide it was the world's most comfortable substance? Huh? Why? That car's got leather. Woo! I may fall asleep behind the wheel. It's so luxurious. I'm melting into the seat. Well, why no leather pillow, jackass?
We have been told that it's luxurious. I don't know why.
It's not. It burns your ass.
It's not good.
Your ass is sweating. It doesn't breathe. It came off something with nine stomachs that pulls up cud. It's not comfortable. All right, but we don't want cloth because cloth is like if people look down their nose.
Right.
I couldn't afford the leather.
Right.
So I'd save a few shekels and
go
with it. We need an animal. We
an
need
animal.
Another animal.
Okay.
Well, I mean, ostrich is no good. Snake is no good. Alligator's no good. That's good for boots. I think llama. I'm saying llama skin.
Llama skin for the seat of a car?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It seems good. I'm just saying, or maybe.
Do we have that many llamas?
I feel like just what's in Bean's dog run right now would be enough to cover half the cars that come out of Detroit.
All right.
I'm just saying leather, why, if it's so comfortable, how come leather pants are uncomfortable? That's all I'm saying.
I can't argue with that at
all.
And
try to go one night on a leather pillow.
No thanks.
Although I do feel like that would let the ladies know you're hardcore about your loving. Wow. Look at that guy with the leather pillow. I wonder where that's going to end up. He means business.
Woo! Well, because you're so tough to have a leather pillow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so leather, not that good. We need another animal. Okay. I'm not saying, Bean, maybe you should go skin your flock and see what works over there, but I'm thinking llama.
Okay.
Perhaps
right.
Llama.
I'm gonna get back to you on that, right?
No variety pack, no leather.
Yes, and number one, I was talking about this last week. We're talking about bumper stickers and municipal vehicles and the city and how depressing all those, you know, and senior abuse and all, take care of your kids and all that. But I got behind a pickup truck yesterday, and you know the guy's a genius because he was driving the Ford F-150 Harley Davidson version.
Oh, I saw that too.
It's an $18,000 pickup that they put a Harley Davidson sticker on and charge $28,000 for. It's awesome. So I was driving behind that genius, and on the guy's car, he had a bumper sticker that said, "You're a pissant. Your best sucks. Your best." He told me my best sucks. Then I thought to myself, well, my car's worth $30,000 more than yours. So already I feel like I'm a little ahead of your bumper sticker. But I've seen a lot of those have a nice day a-holes or F you and die and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, really? In a town where no front license plate is illegal, I can see Calvin taking a whiz on the Chevy bow tie, no problem. Or some guy basically telling me and my family to F off.
Right.
Or another one that says, you know, your kid made the honor roll, but my kid will kick your kid's ass. Like, literally threatening family members. Or even worse. And listen, if you're Asian or Jewish, you can tune out right now because you people don't put crazy stickers on cars.
Okay,
this is the realm of Whitey.
This is
the Chicanos. Right. This is also a handful of brothers, although they're more on rims than they are on stickers. But this is white trash and Mexicans. The most depressing sticker of all. I mean, being called an idiot by a guy in an F-150, that's marginally depressing. But the worst is getting behind the Mexican guy who's really got the rest in peace sticker on the back of the window of the truck. He's driving the Chevy S10. He's got rest in peace, Chewy, 1977 to 08. We're going to miss you, brada. Listen, my Nana died a couple of years back. I don't advertise. I don't get a car wrap. when their people die, they don't just go ahead and duct tape the tombstone to the roof of the car. We understand there's loss. We understand there's tragedy. Everyone's lost a family member too. Why do you have to tattoo it on the back of the window?
Why do we have to share in the pain?
What are we going
to
do? Send over a bouquet? What should I do? Just pull up alongside of you? Hey, man. I didn't know Chewy personally, but he seemed like a decent guy based on the sticker. I saw Calvin dragging a cross on the back of your car. He seemed like a pretty, you know, I did the math, by the way, 29, so far too young to go. He seemed like a decent guy. Is there anything I can do for the family? Did I send over a grief counselor, a fruit basket? Well, what can I do to help out here in your time of need? Guy died. You don't put a sticker on the back of the car. Let's just focus on the no fat chicks, people, and get back
Excellent
to basics.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
Christ.
Adam Carolla joining us here. Kevin Abid, Cinco de la Tarde, AdamCarolla.com. We'll be right back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Of Leon on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
You guys see them on the Today Show this morning when Al Roker was dancing.
Oh,
I was listening to them play.
No. Al Roker should not dance.
No.
It was very
funny. He can't help it.
Yeah. He's got the rhythm in him.
Yeah, no.
What's he going to do? All right, Friday afternoon, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush claimed that their split was caused by scheduling issues. Apparently, Kim could not schedule time for Reggie to have sex with her because she was banging Kanye West.
Yeah. Really?
So she had to, rework her schedule to let Reggie Bush have some why time.
Right.
Apparently, Reggie caught Kim Kardashian in a text message exchange with Kanye West. He found Kanye's messages on her phone, and apparently they were quite racy.
Hmm.
A source says Reggie saw texts on Kim's phone from Kanye West and flipped out on her. The references of the texts were a night they hung out, how much fun he had, how hot Kim was, and more racy things that got Reggie's imagination running. Apparently they had a big blowout, jealousy issues arose, trust issues were exposed. And the two of them recognized they could no longer date because, she only has so many inputs.
That's true.
Right. And when they're busy,
they're limited.
You know, look, Reggie Bush is a running back.
Right.
He's used to looking for the hole. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's got to find the
and
hole.
What does he do when he finds the hole?
He goes to the hole.
Right.
That's what he does.
Uh-huh. And drops his ball.
What if there's not a hole? Then what?
Then you get knocked back for a loss.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened to him. He got knocked back for a loss.
Airtight.
By the way, I got to give credit to Kanye West being, you know, young and rich and you know, successful. And he can pretty much just call up anyone at this point, I imagine. He's got to be one of the most eligible bachelors in music right now. And if he wants to date Kim Kardashian, he's going to date Kim Kardashian. Nothing you can do about that.
Kim likes the brothers, too, it turns out.
She does. Yeah.
Leaves us out.
They like her.
I know.
Thought we had a shot there until I recognized she dates exclusively black guys.
Yeah, we don't have a shot.
Yeah. Panic at the Disco has already replaced the two members who announced they were leaving the band earlier this month. The group's official website says that guitarist Ian Crawford, who was a member of The Cab, takes over for Ryan Ross, and bassist John Walker's replacement is Dallin Weeks of the Brobecks.
They're assholes.
No, come on. Seem like good guys. They're working on the new Panic album with drummer Spencer Smith and singer Brandon Urie, so you can expect new Panic at the Disco music sometime soon with its new members.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It is.
Seems to me if you're a band, it's easier to replace the musicians than it is the lead singer.
I would think so. Yeah.
That is usually the identity of the band. So I'm sure it'll still sound like Panic, even with the new guys. More music news. Natalie Imbruglia has got a new album coming out. And three of the songs on it were co-written by the guys from Coldplay.
No kidding.
It's an interesting
Do they sing
team
on it?
Up? No, they just wrote the songs with her.
How about that?
Come to Life is the name of the new album. It'll be out in October. And her first Coldplay collaboration, Want, is the first single, which will drop sometime in late September. You can check that out then. Mitch Winehouse, Amy's dad, is talking about Amy's horrors of drug use. Apparently, he was really upset when she was a hardcore junkie.
I can imagine.
So much so that he tried to get her attention and perhaps snap her out of her drug-addled laissez-faire attitude regarding her health by faking a heart attack. He thought if he faked a heart attack, she would get concerned about his health, and then maybe that would snap her out of it.
How'd that work out?
Story not
took
so
a weird
good.
Turn.
Not so good because he is not a good actor.
Oh, really?
She
knew
says
it?
She saw right through his faked heart attack and demanded to see the medical records for his alleged heart attack to prove to her that he had a heart attack.
She's smarter than he is.
He's like, Amy, I'm dying. So stop doing drugs. I don't believe you. All right, I'm not having a heart attack. Still, stop it. He says things are better now, though.
It's not a very good effort.
No more hard drugs.
Okay.
Instead, she has traded her hard drug ways for Jack Daniels. See?
All
drugs
right.
Bad, Jack Daniels good. That's the moral of that story.
Okay.
She says, he says she's also started exercising seriously. She's in the gym 3 hours a day.
No, she's not.
Sure, she is.
Drinking?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Is there a bar in the gym?
Yeah, it's a gym bar. Don't get me wrong.
That's ridiculous.
The bar at the rail of the bar, she does stretches and things like that.
Sure, sure. While drinking.
Treats it like a ballet dancer. She puts one leg up and has a shot. Then Kanye West stops by. Next thing you know.
Kanye West would not go there.
And congratulations for all you twihards. Hallmark has just announced they are releasing a line of Twilight greeting cards.
Oh, that's such good.
It's all good. It's all good.
That's such good news.
Yeah, for those of you who love Twilight, you'll be able to give cards featuring Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart, Taylor Lautner, and all the other characters will be on them. Will all be cards for Halloween and Valentine's Day, especially. They'll be coming up with special editions of greeting cards with the Twilight cast.
It's going to be so great.
Reportedly, Hallmark will also be releasing a card that you can give a girlfriend once a month that says, "I don't mind, I'm a vampire."
I like it.
Yay!
Just saying, vampires, they have no problem.
Got it.
Because they like blood.
With the blood.
That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it.
I see.
I get that.
What part didn't you think we got?
No, I'm not sure. Sometimes you people look at me like I'm blowing a dog whistle.
The whole thing.
Wow. Sounds like Lisa needs one of those cards right now.
I'm just asking. Really? Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Are they available today?
I got a card. It says, "Wish you were here." And it's a grave site inside. That's what it is.
Oh! Wow. How you got to do that?
Just asked a question. Man.
Wish we were here.
That was incredibly awkward.
Yeah.
Picture of the basement. Someone asked for the basement the other day when we were talking to Miss Cleo. about her kickball league, I think.
Should have.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Should have. Didn't think about that.
We need to get there and dust out the basement.
We do.
We haven't been down there in a while. Yeah.
Lisa, you've been the last one down there. Is it still inhabitable?
How come none of the guys ever go to the basement? Ever.
Because it's for women.
Why is that?
Because the basement is for women.
That's why. It's for women?
It's a fact.
We're chauvinist pigs.
Okay, thank you.
Would you like to ask any more questions as I have my hand on the door, Lisa?
Any other questions, Lisa?
Nope, I'm good.
Any of the stories or the basement or anything else you'd like to know?
It's all good.
Yeah, that's what I thought. See? The basement works. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, Fatboy Slim. He's my funk soul brother, that guy. He's 46 years old today. Harry Potter author. J.K. Rowling is 44. Dean Cain from Lois and Clark is 43. Coldplay drummer Will Champion celebrates his 31st birthday. And B.J. Novak from The Office is 30 years old. I believe he's also in the upcoming Inglourious Bastards, the new Quentin Tarantino film.
Oh, is he?
Check him out in that as well.
Any more questions, Lisa? Oh, is he?
Oh, really? Oh, is he?
Didn't Ralph just say he was?
Yeah. Wow. What more clarification do you need? What part of that story did I not think you didn't understand?
I was expressing surprise.
Nothing I could do. Sorry, it's going to be a long weekend for you, Lisa. Yeah.
Put her in.
Out there, baby.
Get down in there.
See you on Monday, Lisa. Have fun down there.
Last thing of the week.
I know. It sucks when you go out on a Friday because you got to stay down there till Monday when we come back in.
Let's slide
clean it up while you're down there, would you?
Slide some food under the door before we leave.
Water. Water.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.